you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Do you hear the rolling thunder yet? The sound of a Harley? How long ago did we see him making the wrong turn, Buzz?
It's been quite a while, I think.
The sound of a Wisconsin Harley?
Yeah. He should be here by now.
My brother should have made the left turn about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I said to Buzz, we were standing outside, I'm sure he's just going to swing right around.
Yeah. Did you see him go by the building?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
He just called. He's at Point of Rocks, Maryland.
Well, close, then. He's getting a bottle of water at Harper's Ferry. He should be here momentarily.
Sure. Sure, boy.
He's stopping into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Taking the circuitous route.
In Ohio, in Canton.
No, Mike, he's in Cooperstown.
Okay, he's gone north.
Cooperstown, New
Cooperstown.
York.
Cooperstown. Good to see the Duker again.
Let's start.
Okay, let's see. You're on the air.
Hello.
It's you.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. I mean, really, time has just flown by. I just love the music, and I think some of the lyrics are reminiscent of a few pieces I've heard by Charlie Stoing Stabilak, who did some music with Joe Farfalotis. I don't know if you've ever heard of those two. They're out of Haiti and Antarctica. And one of their lyrics, which is similar to yours, goes a little bit like...
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Good morning, Aaron here.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn down my radio.
By all means.
That's his go-to, isn't it?
That is his go-to.
I love it.
It's his tell.
Right.
Oh, excuse me.
What's wrong with you people? Good morning, you're on
the
air.
The reason I called is because I totally agree with your position on call screeners, changing the dynamic of a radio show.
Uh-huh.
If you have somebody who's answering the phone, they're basically molding your show based on what they think.
Absolutely.
The caller should present when they get on the radio. I think there's no more useless occupation on earth than call screener.
Not only that, but, you know, it's sort of stupid, which is more akin to the screener thing. Could you provide for me a list of questions in advance? No. Number two, I could give you any kind of whatever. That doesn't mean that I'm going to go there.
What is this show?
So, what's the point? If I provide for you what would potentially be a setup.
Right.
Hence, the screener is a setup person.
Have you ever listened to the Don and Mike show?
I've been like not listening to radio for a couple of months.
Well, they've been on for like 30, 40, 50 years, however old they are, I don't know. I think they're both in their 70s. But they have the world's oldest call screener. This guy, I think he's like 55, 60 years old. And I honestly think that he's out to sabotage their show. I mean, you could
why
call
do,
that.
Why do you say that?
You could call that show, and he'll go, that's really great, and hang up in your face. And then you hear all the callers that they get are DAs. And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. And can you pull my finger?
What?
I wanted to know, since there are very few women on radio,
okay.
I was wondering if you could tell us about your
pussy. Oh, dear.
Why don't you tell us about yours? Now, that guy was an example of himself, if you follow my drift.
No, I don't.
But who does this Marla Gibbs had her own radio show?
Wow.
One more.
All right.
These are old. I guess we've heard them before.
We've heard them before, but they've been separated enough where everything old is new again.
One more.
They're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to know if any of your guests used their bicycles to go to and from work, and then I could hang up and listen to the answer.
Mr. Whoopi.
Wow.
And people wonder why we're reluctant to take phone calls. You know, I mean, the calls have actually been getting better recently. Hopefully it's not anybody who's too stupid or abusive. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Okay.
I've been an avid cycler for most of my life, and I remember when I was a kid during the Koch administration, they tried implementing bicycle paths.
Oh?
So the Koch administration had the political will to do something like this?
Well, that was Ed Koch. It was a dynamic personality, and it wasn't him alone, because he did have Councilman Robert Spiewak as an ally for you guys, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. He had a nice German-made unicycle that he actually rode around the council chambers.
Indeed. My goodness.
He rode his unicycle around yelling, "I have bloody stools." And then he farted.
Well, part of it is true.
Part of it is true.
Why, the Koch did put in this infrastructure?
Yeah.
Maybe another caller can shed some more light on this situation. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to follow up that caller who was a little obnoxious, but it's true that under Koch they did put those lanes in.
What about the unicycle in the city council?
I don't know anything about that.
I think that's
no.
Fevered imagination.
Yeah.
Started out pretty good. And then
started out right, but...
God. Councilman.
Right.
That's rock and roll, Daniel.
It's all right. It's okay. He's an idiot.
Don't call me Norman. Call me Chubby Ubby.
Hi, John.
I went to you. That means you got the apartment.
Yeah, you got it.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No matter what you do.
Good. How are you today, Regis?
All right, well, I'm ready for a little trip.
From who?
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Randy Jackson, what do you think of the show so far?
There's a little pitchy in spots. Started a little rough. Some pitchy spots here and there. It was pitchy in spots. Very pitchy in spots. There was a hot song short for you and a hot performance. I even think that was hotter than the original. That was the hottest tonight, America, right here. That was hot right here. That's the kind of record you should really make, Donna. All right, so check it out, Donna. This is your best performance, dog. Congratulations, dog. A little pitchy, 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 pitch, pitchy, pitch, 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 pitchy, pitchy. That was hot, 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 dog, 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 dog. Once again, for me, got a feeling I might be saying this a lot tonight.
Big, 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 big,
bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Right.
Oh my goodness, it's like a puzzle.
What is the answer to that?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
I'm mocking you, dork.
Oh, here's Big Ed.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and
Welcome back.
Welcome
back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, boy.
Sure, boy.
In front of there, boy.
You know there, boy.
You know.
You know.
Gay, 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 gay.
You know.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
This is the Dynamite Show, and with little brains just like you, it's a new episode on this. Sure happy it's Thursday. Figure out the initials. It's a poo-poo joke. Our phone number, maybe you heard it just a moment ago. 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
My brother is not here yet.
I don't understand
your
that.
Brother.
You bringing your brother by?
Sure, boy.
Bringing your brother by today, dear.
False end, boy. That's tight. Tighter than a nun. Jungle.
Uh-oh, jungle.
Right, everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Yep.
Sure.
Hey, boy. Betcha, boy.
I just saw in the parking lot, boy.
You saw a motorcycle?
The chopper boy?
Did he have his wife with him?
Yep.
Sure.
Sure. All right, well, we'll get my brother in here. Trust me, we will dissect American Idol for all of its grand suckiness last night.
I look forward to hearing you guys do that.
You didn't watch it?
No. Good for you.
Mike, you missed out on... Well, let me just say, the highlight was Lady Bette Midler.
Yes. Didn't see her.
If there was ever a song that encouraged people to immediately find a gun and blow their heads off.
She was that bad?
Well, it's that you are the wind beneath my wings.
Oh. Fly, fly, that kind of thing where she's like,
yeah.
Where we discussed this a million years ago that she is, even in the recording, she's off key.
Right. She's
pitchy.
I have noticed.
When we had to play that song every 90 minutes, she hit a certain note, and we would always play that sound effect.
We totally agreed on this. I don't remember if it was like Forrest Gump where it was you and me against the world or whether people were sympathetic with us, but I always thought whenever I hear Wind Beneath My Wings, I believe she is off key when she's singing.
That song just like promotes suicide.
Especially at the very end of the song when she's going, fly, fly, fly away. It's like,
right. And where's the juggling order on that show? You do have Green Day doing a John Lennon song.
Uh-huh.
Why would you not have Green Day as your big go-to at the end when you've got Bette Midler? Now
I looked in at one point during the show, and that was it. Well, no, I mean, they're
accidental, like
caught you in your first lie, Mr. O'Mara.
It was on the TV that I was looking at, and it was Gwen Stefani. I saw Gwen Stefani.
And that was a jip too, even though she's great.
Yeah,
that was taped. That was spliced.
Yeah, that was somewhere else, right? She was performing somewhere else.
It was old. It was supposed to run like 2 weeks ago.
Too bad.
Wasn't live.
It was terrible. And then when I finally get home, I look at my TiVo.
Yeah.
And they've done it to me again. The 2 hours is complete. And I'm cut off, and I don't see who the winner is.
It ran late, Mike.
It's just such a...
Did you hear? Blake won.
Just as I was counting on dying.
Oh, there's so much then that you have to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear about it because I was curious.
Clive's address to the nation, which was more like the state of the American Idol franchise.
I believe that Jordan will have a wonderful career.
They did have a nice save on the whole Bush baby thing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought the... Well, they had awards, right?
Yeah, but Mike, they saved it. Hold on. You know, let's bring Jimmy in here, and then we can get to it.
All right. Because, is he here?
Yeah, because you got to know how they saved it. They saved it in a unique way.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson has somehow now decided she's going to be Alanis Morissette.
That Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, it's an angry song about a guy, and it's virtually that song about Alanis Morissette doing something in the theater.
Right.
You know, it's that type.
Right.
Okay. And then they're singing Sergeant Pepper, and she forgets the words.
Oh, no. Kelly Clarkson did?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. There he is, Jimmy.
Suckfest. Hey. Here he is now.
How you doing?
There he is, everybody. My brother, the damn dummy. Yeah. There he is.
How are you? Good,
Jimmy and Marnie are here.
Uh-huh.
Well, step up, you damn dummy.
Look at you biker guys. Cool beans.
Come on, step up.
I'm up here.
Come on. How the hell are you, Jimmy? Jimmy?
Speaking to you.
Can I say balls?
Yes.
Can I say steamy balls in the same sentence?
Sure. Steamy balls out here?
Uh-huh.
Stopping at the stop and go lights.
Oh,
Harley.
Yeah.
The stop and go lights, Mike. You've been on the stop and go lights.
Take my pants off to air out a little bit.
The stop and go lights. I was that close to bringing my bike in today.
You should have.
It wasn't in the cards. Yeah.
Why not?
It's a very, very, very long story.
James had the thrill last night. Was that the first time you've ever watched American Idol?
Yes.
Wow. What'd you think of it, Jimmy? How'd you like it?
I don't care for it.
Hey. All right.
I'd rather watch American Chopper.
There you go.
He also did.
That's a good show.
He also did not understand the phone calls between myself and Rob.
Really? What are your thoughts on that?
Just putting it out of my mind.
Little homoerotic, don't you think?
He would get up and leave the room.
Yeah,
right. Good. He would just get. Right. Jimmy would just get up and leave the room.
That's proper.
And we had a full house watching last night. We had Jimmy and Marnie. We had Bart and Janet. All of us crowded around the television, and I knew immediately that you had never seen it before. I had to explain pretty much the entire premise of the show to you, and you didn't know how important that show was to me, did you?
No, I didn't.
Do you know how destroyed I was when Bette Midler came out? How mad I was? Did I hide that last night well?
You hid it a little bit. You said something under your breath. I wasn't sure what it was.
So you enjoying your time off? You enjoying your vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've been via your motorcycle all the way from Wisconsin to D.C. and up and down the East Coast. How many miles have you logged thus far?
Just under 1,700.
God. Man, you're a better man. Wow.
Then it'll be like 9:50 going back.
So Arnie, do you have any feelings in your leg at all? In your legs?
Actually, not too bad as long as you stop at least every 2 hours.
That you know, you're better than a lot of women. 2 hours, that is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. One motorcycle, two people. Thank goodness he has a sidecar.
More comfortable. You got a good woman there that says 2 hours, because a lot of women would say less than an hour,
mm-hmm.
like every 40 minutes or so. You know, I know a lot of people that...
Ah. Oh, really?
Totally. So you were, you know, practically passed out, yeah. So you didn't notice, right?
So take a look at my brother, and now would you look at him? Tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 46.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Why, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's funny to think you're 46. There are just some people that you look at, and they will always be like 13. It's a compliment.
Well,
I can't help but look at you and think that you're the same.
We've all kind of aged in this room, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself.
People act 13, don't have to.
He acts 13. Mm-hmm. Don't we all act 13, though, in a way, sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you want to show everyone your project, your gift? Don't you have gifts for Mike for Buzz?
Oh, all right, nice. Can I open mine? Can I open my gift? I'll come around and get it. What is this?
Please do. It's a little bag. Jimmy, tell him what you brought in today.
I do lapidary work.
Lapidary work? Is that...
What is that?
Cut and polish stones, right. Gemstones. Here you go, Buzz.
Thank you very much.
That's for you. The thing in a plastic bag is for Marcia.
Okay, very good.
These are lovely. These are beautiful. What do you do with them?
Put them in candy dishes right now.
Okay,
Marnie will make some jewelry and stuff to sell at her craft sales.
Do you want more, Mike?
What's that?
You want more?
No.
Is that enough?
What is this one? This one's like almost clear.
That's a Montana agate.
Oh, cool.
They look delicious.
They look like, they are the size of like Scrabble pieces.
Yeah.
Here we go. Marty's taking a picture of Mike with you. Jimmy, at the point of this, these little pieces of...
They really are beautiful.
These stones.
Well, don't look at me like that. They really are. They're beautiful.
What
might
one do with these stones?
That one in particular is my favorite one right there.
The agate.
That's a Mexican lace.
The agate. That's
a beautiful...
Can we still say agate? Mexican lace agate.
The agate. What would what would one do with these stones?
There's a lot of things.
You could tile jewelry with them, couldn't you?
If you're into that healing stones type of thing, these all got different
powers,
properties, and powers.
You're a weird cat, Jimmy.
Did you screw this one up? This one's got a hole in the middle of it. Did you mess this one?
That's the way it came.
Oh, it came that
way.
All right.
Yeah, I'll get the rocks in a rough form, just like a rock you dig up in your backyard, and then I'll slice them. And then
is this tiger's eye?
Cabochon, yeah.
How do you polish them?
Like $25 a pound.
This is gorgeous stuff.
One
really.
Cave or vein out in the middle of Madagascar.
Well, if you don't like them, Mike, just shove them in your underwear drawer and forget them.
I like them, though. You know, I like kind of just holding on to them, you know? It's like...
Well, that's what you do.
Like
you
a worry. I feel... Who's the guy? Is it Queeg?
Yes, of course, Liddy.
Ah, the strawberries.
Yes,
the strawberries. I remember them.
And again, you can say it on the air, the reason that I didn't get any...
Because you're gay.
Oh, really? Why didn't I get any?
Oh, that's right. Oh, because I asked you about rocks, and you says, "Yeah, I don't care about rocks."
Yeah,
I don't
care.
But would you like one of mine? Let me give you one of my.
Mike, there's plenty of those rocks at my house right now. Jimmy brought a
like
very large supply of his shiny rocks.
How many pounds of rocks can you get on your motorcycle?
I got them out on a bike. If you'd still like to see them, I don't.
Oh, that's okay. I'll wait.
If anybody doesn't want their rocks, I will take them because I will put them in a jar.
That's a guitar pick.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, excellent.
All right. All right. Where's the good one? Wait a minute. There's the real...
So what's been the highlight?
There it is.
Other than right now, what's been the highlight? What's been the greatest thing you've seen in your trip across the country over the last week? Seriously.
The Blue Angels yesterday.
Right
in front of
the very cool.
You know,
the Blue Angels. Yeah. Were you down around Annapolis yesterday?
Yeah, when we crossed the Bay Bridge, we seen them. And then you get off of the Bay Bridge, or that little small bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As soon as we got on little bridge, they went right over top of the bridge. Right.
That is, when I used to live down there, that is the greatest show in the world. I love the Blue Angels. I haven't seen them in years, too. I'd love to see that. Especially if you were on the motorcycle, so you got, I mean, it's so you hear the roar and everything like that. That's very cool. Oh, the only thing better than that is actually be out on the water and see them when they come across the water. But it's truly amazing. It really is.
Well, it's very nice having you around, Jimmy. Yeah. It's nice having you around. It's nice having everybody at home all at once, even though I know it drives me squirrely. everybody's here.
I think you're doing fine.
Yeah. Everybody's here now. You guys.
You seem happy. You don't want to admit it. You're very happy having everybody around.
Well, I'm happy. Uh-huh. You know, guests, my brother, frankly, like fish.
Right.
You know,
uh-huh.
After 3 days, they stink.
Would you care to give that, I know it came from Ben Franklin originally, but...
I heard that from a lady that I had sex with.
I'm going over there. Take that back.
Way back when I worked in Providence.
You stop it. That's horrible. What a horrible thing to say. No, that's my mom's quote.
Right, that's where I heard it.
Okay, stop it. Behave yourself.
It's really Ben Franklin's quote.
Well, but I mean, my mom always said that, you know, about the house guests. Well,
she's uh-huh. very true, Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
She's very true. Mm-hmm. It is nice to have, after everything that I've been through recently with Frieda and everything, to have a nice family atmosphere going where you've got, you know, my kid in one room and
yeah.
And everybody around. And last night was a night no one went out. Everyone stayed in and we ate and drank and watched the show. And,
cool.
And then... I don't know what it was when I said to everybody at one point, because it is just my way. I don't mean to be this way, Jimmy. You know me well enough. It was like the show was over,
uh-huh.
and it was like 10. You know what's coming, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we all do.
It's 10:15,
uh-huh.
and people are still just like lounging around. I'm like, well, I'm going to go to bed.
Uh-huh. I don't even think it was 10:15.
Like 10:05.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Chop, chop. Now, when you do this, and certainly I know your schedule, you get up at the crack of dawn, so you go to bed early. Did you indicate to everyone else that you were leaving behind that you were going to bed and everybody else could linger, or
yeah, no,
that it was time for everybody to retire simultaneously?
Right. Certainly not that everyone else had to retire.
Right, well, then you're fine.
Yeah. But I got the... I'm such a selfish prick, and I'm so particular. I'm so... What?
Outside when the dogs were let out, and you yelled us out over the balcony
for making noise.
It is bedtime.
I'd like to. Could you pull the microphone closer? I'd like to.
He yelled at. Yeah, I felt like we were 16 again.
He yelled at you.
Yeah, he yelled at us to be quiet and time to go to bed.
When did he yell?
10:30.
Yeah, it wasn't that late. We were just, you know, Janet was taking the dogs out, and he went outside for a cigarette, and then we were talking for a little while, and then all of a sudden he's yelling out over the balcony. I felt like we all felt like we were 16 again. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, how about
what exactly
that?
Did he say?
Hold it down.
It is bedtime now or something. I don't remember.
Exactly.
There, like, well,
since I'm trying to go to sleep up here.
Yeah.
How old am I?
People trying to sleep.
Just like Phil Leotardo.
Excuse me, I didn't have a sign outside the hotel that said, you know, bedtime is for me is
quiet
at 10.
Quiet time, like in the campgrounds or what?
Did it sound like that scene from Mommy Dearest? You know, with Christina, Christopher, David.
You know the way that I am. It was, first, I don't care if everybody stays awake, for God's sake.
Sure.
I just had this thing, like, just get out of the TV room,
uh-huh.
with the TV that no one should touch, because that's the most precious commodity in the house.
That's right.
First thing I said to Jimmy said, wow, that's a great TV. I said, don't touch it.
He says that to everybody.
Permanent fingerprint.
What did I tell you?
Yes, you did.
He's protective of his stuff.
Yeah.
The specific stuff, but the
remote control don't work in our room, though.
But there are the public rooms. rooms in the house.
I would
right?
demand another room.
So the remote control does not work in your room?
No, it doesn't.
Why don't you leave a note for the maid? She'll handle that for you.
Call it housekeeping.
He's giving it to you.
Well, and then the telephone in your room, all the red lights are lit up and they're blinking, so we had to cover it with the remote control so we could sleep.
I'm really sorry that the accommodations were so bad.
Wow.
Tell me when you.
I did not mention
tell
that.
Tell me something. Tell me something, as long as we're just having this discussion now instead of at home. how were things when you stayed at my beach house?
Well,
before you came down, before you came
he
down to stay at
with
my house.
Remote controls and checking out what all they did. Like, fans and windows.
Oh, yeah.
So things were okay when you stayed at my beach house.
Yes, and they still
well,
work.
The drywall guy was supposed to be there today. The carpet cleaners were supposed to be there yesterday.
And the exterminators, we made sure they were there when we were there.
You cats.
So, this is the tour.
So I say, you know, come on, everybody out now. Daddy's got to go to sleep.
So we saved on your water bill, remember?
How'd you do that?
Because the next door neighbors were going to steal his water for the pool. Jimmy went and told him, nope, and turned the water off.
At the beach?
Yeah.
Look at that. I don't like discussing all of these details. let's keep a lid on some of this, please.
So how are you two kids enjoying your summer vacation?
Well,
so
Marnie
far?
Apparently is not having a good time because yeah. some ass screamed down last night to keep the noise down. Someone who, oh, yeah, where was I yesterday? Oh, that's right. Here, at work.
I do the same thing to him every night.
Slaying the dragon.
Right? He's on the yep. computer and it's like, hello, I'm trying to go to sleep. Yeah. I don't have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, well, think about that tonight when I tell you to keep it down at 10:30.
Okay. You guys are funny.
And then it's the weekend.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to be having
we'll be
fun.
Back on the road.
Yeah, I got a long ride back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a long
ride. That is a
long ride back. Are you going to do the whole ride back in one stretch again?
Probably not.
Good.
Stop back over there by Cleveland.
Is that based on your experience coming doing it in one shot all the way? It was too much, right? A little bit too much?
If it was just me, I could. But, you know, she's got to stop and pee every 2 hours.
No, it's not peeing, it's stretching.
It's peeing. Come on.
You peed more than me this time.
That's a big, beautiful touring bike. You can stretch out.
Boy, don't you yell at me to quit moving.
This is like the Newlywed Game.
Don't clunk my helmet.
I hope no one is misunderstanding when I'm kidding with Marnie. I think she's fantastic. Yeah. I love getting the lift back.
I'll never do that in real life.
She's very nice, very very funny. Good wife to Jimmy. What's the best thing about being married to Jimmy? How long have you kids been married now? How many years, Jimmy? Well,
3 years.
3 years. Three. What's the best thing about being married to Jimmy, Marnie? Would you like the TikTok sound?
Just lie about it, then.
Just say I get lots of rocks.
Lots of rocks.
Rocks.
Yeah. And James, what's the best thing about your child bride? 3 years into it.
Oh, yeah.
She does all the laundry.
Yeah.
Laundry. Oh, let's see what's in his underwear. So have you, I mean, that is a long way to come on a bike. Have you cats run into any other biker types or any adventures between Wisconsin and D.C.? Or has it been just pure highway, road stop? You don't do the back roads and try to stop at little good places to eat or anything like that?
No.
See, that's what you ought to do. You ought to, because you can get yourself into some adventures. Huh?
We need to leave tomorrow to do that.
Make friends with me.
Please don't. It's
been 3 days yet.
Please stay longer.
Well, if you twist my arm, I'll stay till next week.
Yeah, please stay. Marnie.
Yeah.
Marnie.
Yeah.
With Jimmy, I asked you this, I think maybe at the kitchen table, so I'll ask for everybody. I did ask you about your legs on the back of the bike. Does he ever, do you guys ever switch up? Like if you're in a car with a woman for a long time, at some point, if it's a very long drive, you might say, even though you're the man and you should be driving, you say, you know what, I'm going to knock off for a while. Does he ever knock off and let you take over?
No.
He does not?
I would still be a little, 3-year-old on it. I'd have to learn how.
So you don't know how to ride yourself?
I've done a couple times in a parking lot a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
do you have any desire?
Intimidating. Yeah, this is an intimidating.
Do you have any desire to ride at all? I mean, what, you got an electric ride, Jimmy?
I have something more my size.
Okay.
And then kind of learn out the parking lot kind of thing.
Get yourself a little soft tail. Right. A little soft tail deluxe. That'd be perfect for you.
This bike is really huge. I mean, it's got a full-size trunk on it. Well, tell everybody about Marty's response when you told her how much room she'd have to bring stuff for a week.
Oh, she was pissed. And I told her, you get one saddlebag. She says, well, I can't do that. You either that or you don't go.
Very simple, really.
He got a saddlebag and the extra bag, so I am in the saddle. One saddlebag. He got the saddlebag and the leather bag. And then he tells me, oh, I don't have enough room for your jacket back and stuff, so I have to wear everything.
You know, isn't part of the charm, though, of doing that, of a cross-country bike trip is, you bring like one outfit basically to wear, and you wash it in a stream if you have to. I mean, that's the way it goes.
I've had to have helmet hair this whole time, so
that's part of the deal.
I brought my curling iron, but it doesn't matter because you got to keep putting your helmet back.
Hey, take a look at these two right now and tell me something. Do you smell reality show?
Oh, absolutely.
When you look at my brother and you look at Marnie,
yeah.
Really?
Look, Jimmy, whenever he comes in the studio, always has that expression like he's on The Price is Right. He really does.
He does.
There it is. You look like you're just happy to be here.
I'm
you know?
Always
you're always happy. That's a good thing.
Except at home.
Well, home is, this is exciting, right?
I don't have to work,
Right.
I'm out having a good time.
Right.
I'm pissing my brother off. That goes back when we were 10 and 12 years old.
Let's not talk about the 10 and 12-year-old age thing.
Yeah.
Please.
Why is that? You
know. Because your little confessions that you...
Oh, yeah. Did that cause...
To bring that up.
Well, no. He won't fess up to that.
I said not to talk about
He will not fess up to that, Marty. What do I have to lose by... But, I mean, look at him.
What's your tattoo?
Look at me. You think that's something I'm proud of? I want to say, when we were boys, I climbed into bed with him and had a homoerotic moment when we were children.
He doesn't remember. He's still suppressing that memory.
What's your tattoo, Jimmy? Is that a new one? Oh, wow. Look at that. That's a, like an Indian feather thing. All right.
Got it about a year and a half ago.
Oh, very cool.
Sure is handsome.
These are the brothers busting each other's balls nonstop.
Let me see that again. Let me see that thing again.
It's dark.
Wow, that's nice. What jail did you have that done in?
Milwaukee County Jail.
Oh, my. These don't have colors in jail.
Well, you're a biker, and, you know, it's appropriate for you to be a biker. I mean, this weekend here in D.C., that's for sure. I mean, from all over everywhere. I mean, you're going to get hundreds of thousands of bikers coming into town.
You know what? There's not a lot of bikes on the road. You pointed that out, too.
You're not going to believe tomorrow. It is going to be truly amazing. You're really not going to believe it tomorrow, and they will be coming into the city. You'll be seeing them, like, on... 66, 95, you
never
know.
Never seen anything like it.
It's really, and just little pockets of them, and then it's going to be a big day on Sunday.
Jimmy was telling me about a cool ride that he went on that went from Milwaukee all the way to Lambeau Field, and he got some, it was like a charity ride.
Yeah, it was the Vince Lombardi first annual cancer run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I'm gay for Green Bay. Jimmy knows that my whole life, and he's got some nice photos of his bike in front of Lambeau Field. Cool times. Makes me wish I could ride one of those things.
You know, bikers raise more money for charity than any other hobbyists. I mean, that is absolutely number one. They raise more money for good causes. So that's very, very cool. Very cool.
So, you like Janet okay?
Oh, yeah. She's real nice.
Yeah, she's nice, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Very nice.
She's very nice.
Very, very nice.
Very nice.
So what's on the plan for tonight? What are you guys going to be doing?
We're having a cookout, Mike.
Another cookout tonight?
We're having a cookout tonight.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to come down to your restaurant tonight.
Well, come on down.
Come later.
You're just effing with me. Anytime you want to go, you can go to Mike's restaurant.
We might go down there tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Mm-hmm. Okay. Your appetizer? Comped. Wow. Listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Don't get the shrimp.
Comped. It's the kind of guy that I am. Absolutely.
No, we're going to have a barbecue tonight, old-fashioned barbecue.
A BBQ?
Yeah, and there's no way I can get out of it. There is no pressing television.
No.
Now the sweeps are over. It's the end of the world until football season starts. So, tragically, I do have an available evening for a family member.
Available evening.
Until 10:05.
Because that dance card is usually filled with the magic box, isn't it?
It is, Mike. Mm-hmm. You know the routine.
You know
the routine. You know, go home, sit in chair. Janet brings tray.
Yes.
Eat food off tray, pray to TV, go to sleep.
Janet brings food on tray?
Oh, yes, if there is an important show like last night,
yes,
we eat on trays.
Very cool.
We eat on trays.
TV trays?
Very, very cool.
TV trays?
Yeah, that's right.
Or kind like the waiter brings
that. No, TV trays. You know, there's a little TV trays.
Right.
And what's on the TV trays?
Hey, food?
She's doing good in here. She's spunky. She is really, really spunky. There is no fear in this woman.
Is there what?
I'm going to get a talking to later.
No. Go ahead, what, Marty?
I don't think I've cussed yet.
No.
Where's the delay button?
What were you saying, darling?
I want to know what was on your TV trays, like Batman or Superman or something, you know.
They're just generic. They're just white. Just white.
Okay.
Just white.
They're made of chocolate.
Hey, do we have to stand the whole time, or do we get chairs?
Where's my brother's chocolate?
Would you like my chair? Jimmy, you're not here that often.
Where's Jimmy's chocolate
banjo? Get him a chair and a chocolate banjo.
You know, actually, he doesn't need a chair. He won't be here that long.
Do we have like an outside mic where we'll be able to hear his motorcycle or anything like that?
Let's do that. Why don't we get the outside mics set up? And Jimmy, hold on. Got something else for you here.
Frankfurt?
No. hold on a second. Let me just try a little of this. Hold on.
Gym Source. Good. You've modified a classic game.
Okay. This is a game called
Gym Source.
Are you familiar with Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. This game is
Gym Source. Now, you prepared some questions that we're going to add. Is this listener participation?
Well, let's see how well he does.
Okay.
Right. Jimmy?
Yes?
My brother, who I love very seriously, even though you're such a dumbass. Oh. What game show host retires next month after 50 years on TV?
Bob Barker.
That's it. Ding, hey. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey. I'm gonna keep score for him. He's got 1 point for Jimmy.
That's going to be my only point.
No, it's going to be cumulative. No matter who you play, you're going to keep your score where it is. It's going to be great. It's going to be all added up at the end.
Who does the voice of Shrek?
I have no idea.
Oh, that would be old. Mike Myers.
1 point so far.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson?
There, hey.
Another point for Jimmy.
Upset. That's an upset for Jimmy.
That's terrific. That's what you get when you travel this great land of ours.
You learn.
By motorcycle, you get to know these things.
Name the Olsen twins.
Hey, Kate and Ashley.
Hey, no help because your wife helped you.
Why?
Out.
I can't have a life. Why?
No, you don't get a life. Oh.
Wrong game.
Jimmy, how many episodes make up a season of 24?
12. 24? I don't know. I've never watched it. Well, I'm thinking of The Shield. The Shield has 12 episodes.
That's right. That's legit.
Who's the Speaker of the House?
Used to be Newt Gingrich.
That's true.
I don't know now. Isn't there some chick?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Right. Yeah. That's good. Now, yeah. See, it is.
Like a half on that. Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Uh-huh. All right. 2.5 so far.
Who is J.K. Rowling's most famous creation?
Spider-Man.
Very close. It's Harry Potter. What does a podiatrist specialize? These are like retard questions. Really,
Rob. He's mentally retarded.
What do they?
Marnie just kicked him.
Hey, Marnie.
Marnie's cheating.
Get out of here! Did you know the answer before she kicked
him? She kicked him in the foot.
What does a podiatrist specialize in?
Foot doctor.
Don't count. Now, Marnie, stop it. Jimmy?
Yes?
Who are the two primary anchors on the NBC Today show?
I have no clue.
No clue.
Buzz me again.
How about one? Do you have one of them?
Tom Brokaw.
I thank you for remembering me, Jimmy.
On this day, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. On this day. What's the day? A day that will live in infamy. Don't look
1941?
You keep looking at her.
1941 is incorrect.
Oh. It's December 7th, 1941.
Was it 41 or 42?
No, it was 41.
It was 41.
It was 1941.
Right. Remember the Arizona. Judges, we're looking for December 7th. Yesterday, December 7th.
Jimmy.
Yes.
We are playing Are You Smarter Than...
I am not.
Jim Smart.
What's this place smarter than a second grade?
Have you seen your stores around here that are all over the area?
I haven't.
Jim Source?
I remember about a year ago you were playing.
Played the ads, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
GYMSOURCE.
They are everywhere.
Jimmy, what does AARP stand for?
Isn't that for the old farts?
Yep. What does it stand for?
I have no idea. I just know when I...
Indianapolis.
Who just announced his resignation as Prime Minister of Great Britain?
Oh, Tony Blair.
Tony Blair, okay.
4.5 points.
Wow.
Okay, looking here we go. Good.
He's almost ready to break that 5-point barrier.
No help now. No help from Marnie. What does the W in George W. Bush stand for?
Wilbur.
It should.
Good answer.
I'm giving him the point. Give him 5.5 points. Jim Source. George Wilbur Bush. That is good.
You are crazy.
I like that one.
God damn it, you're crazy.
George Wilbur Bush. Unlike his father, George Herbert Wilbur Bush.
And then don't forget the guy, I'm going to totally turn it around, the guy who was Mr. Ed's friend, that would be
Walker.
And it also would be
Congressman Walker Mills.
It would be Wilbur Texas Ranger.
Right. Right. I tell you, it's real smooth. A nice glass of Johnny Wilbur Blue. Johnny Wilbur Red.
An old person would say, hey, where's my
Wilbur?
Where's my Wilbur?
Where's my Wilbur?
Now what? Hold on. What? What? No,
we've already played the game.
Marty, the game's over. We're just having fun.
We're kind of riffing on the Walker Wilbur thing right now. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
No, you didn't think that.
Walker.
Can you please keep your wife in line?
Bust her chops. Go ahead.
No, Jimmy, I'm kidding.
This is a tough broad. She's been on the back of a bike 2 hours at a time. That's there are not a lot of women that would do that. You know, you can take her anywhere. You can go out to Sturgis. You can do all the stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Laconia, Daytona Beach,
yep,
Myrtle Beach. I envy you.
Tahoe
the Caribbean.
Well, Jimmy, before we go outside, we'll break and then go outside. And actually let you fire up your motorcycle,
okay.
And we'll actually get the sound of you driving away.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
I know you are.
But is there anybody while you're in the studio on the microphone, any buds, like any of your motorcycle buds, seriously, like down in Virginia Beach, or anybody that you wanted to just give a shout out to?
Oh, Randy in Virginia Beach, Sue up in Harper's Ferry.
What about some of your rock friends?
Randy is a rock friend.
Gotcha.
Well, and these are rock collectors. You get together with these people, or
no? It's on the forum that we're on for rock tumbling.
Okay.
And he lives in Virginia Beach, so we said we cruise down and see him.
Oh,
we spent Sunday with him. Went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm sorry.
That's like the moment, like when you're sitting out back on the back porch where the conversation stops, yes. Well, and you hope that like little kids will run in or something.
It was me with the cards. Okay, well,
it was rock tumbling that I was trying to
stop everyone.
Track
right?
with, you know.
What, Jimmy? What are you pointing at?
I can't hear.
Well, take your headphones off.
She's kind of off mic.
Take your headphones off. Marty, step over.
Postal clerk in Ocean City. They said tell them.
Oh yeah, they said they told me to say hello, Ocean City.
You guys what?
We had a mailbag souvenirs, but in enough room.
Oh, okay, all right. And so there's a postal clerk that said say hi to me.
Yeah.
On the
they want you guys to say hi to Ocean City, actually.
Hi to Ocean City.
Okay. How would they know that? How would they know if you went to the post office? How would they know to say, hey, say hi on the radio?
To Don and Mike.
How did that come up?
Well, we
were mailing the packages.
You dropped the name. You're dropping your brother's name all over town.
All over town.
Yeah.
Good. The Purple Moose, everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where we had the after hours, after bar party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the Purple Moose, we invited everybody over to the beach house. That's why the drywall man had to come.
I understand.
That's why the carpet cleaners had to come yesterday.
You really needed to get a drywall man in there?
Yes.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But we do need to get it clean.
Yeah.
That's just on general principle.
So is that what you said to your brother, like when you said, hey, I was down at the house, we had an after-hours party from the Purple Moose?
There's only one problem after Jimmy's been there.
Beware of bed bugs.
What was that?
Oh,
you can't hear the tapes, can you?
Is there any chance on your way back that you guys will do that sleeping under the stars thing? You know, like just pull the bike over.
She won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, Marnie,
what do you do with an elderly woman?
It's been wonderful having you here. And Jimmy, what can I say?
He's mentally retarded.
It's great having you. You guys can't hear those tapes, so that's fantastic.
I am not retarded.
Yes, you are.
You gotta stop pounding. I really
do. Have to stop, Mike.
Yesterday was violence. Today was comedy.
You must stop pounding. Don't you? You are retarded. You had to go to that retarded school.
For retarded.
Yes, the Mark Twain retarded school.
Trouble kid. It wasn't for problem children.
It was a retarded school. They thought you might be.
I believe
no,
it was emotionally disturbed.
What was that, Marty?
Military school for 5 years.
Yes, for incorrigibles, discipline problems.
Yeah, because I got in trouble.
Except he was like 11 when he had to go there.
Well, do you remember when me and David set the bathroom trash can on fire? It was right after that I got sent to that school.
Yeah, but that's not why you get sent. My mom and dad sent you to a retard school, because you set a fire. Don't you remember that fire that got set in the back of the house when we lived in Upper Marlboro?
No.
Do you remember,
that one?
Don't you remember that giant fire in that big field when we lived in Upper Marlboro? Did you guys go by that house today?
Yeah, we went by there.
Okay. There was a giant-ass fire out there.
I don't remember starting that.
You did? I did.
Oh.
I did. I did, yeah.
It was like, but you didn't go to the school because you, the blame mysteriously fell on your brother. You're like the other, right?
Yeah, he's the other sister.
Do you remember the old movie, The Other, where there was the two twins, and one twin would always get in trouble, and it was the other who was doing the horrible things, and the other would all, and then the younger one would always get punished.
I don't know. I've never heard of that movie.
It was like, that's why you stayed out of the evil school.
I stayed out of the evil schools. I wasn't retarded like my brother. I mean, I'm incorrigible. I did lots of bad, you know, teenage vandalistic things.
Don never got caught.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Right, because I'm smart.
I think you're both corrigible.
The Corrigibles, Rob. Well, that's the name of the TV show.
All I know is you go up and down my resume, and there's no retard school on that.
just one fire.
Yeah, just one fire that I set.
One simple fire that got out of control.
It did. I'm surprised you don't remember that. I really am.
What did you set it with?
With matches. No, I was like Tom Hanks in Castaway. I was out there and with two little sticks back and forth.
I have created fire! Fire! Fire!
This is what we do every day. Isn't that nice?
That sounds like a magnifying glass on an amp.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been more interesting.
Could have happened.
She has the potential to be a caller on this show, doesn't she?
Is there a chance, this is just a request I want to make, based on Marnie's appearance on the show today, that when we talk to your brother, I think it's really important that we get a little FaceTime with her, too.
Sure.
She definitely should be on the air when we call you.
You guys are a package deal now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an act.
She's done very well in the studio today.
unless you're out pouring concrete or whatever
usually
it is that you're doing.
Usually pouring concrete when you call me.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe we'll just call Marnie then.
So how long are you off for?
Got to go back to work next Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good long vacation. Oh, you when you stop talking when I start talking to your brother. You're looking at me. Am I making the conversation go on too long? Or should I just shut up? These are some fine rocks, though.
They are pretty.
Okay. that's about all the time we have for you, Jimmy. Listen, we got to go out to see that motorcycle in the next break.
We do got to hit it. We got to hit a break.
Thank you for my rocks.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you big doofus.
We'll be back. Go outside, fire that thing up, get yourself ready, like get some sound on that, and then what?
It takes me about 30 seconds to get ready.
Okay, well, then you should be able to do it by the time I press the button. Come on, get out of here. This is like last night.
I want to stay in here and watch you work.
No, this is like, I got to go to a break. This is like last night. Get out of my room.
Hit the button.
Go anywhere else in the house. Just get out.
Would
of
you
the
let
room.
Him come around and like hit that button?
I'm not
that
leaving until I get some T-shirts.
Oh dear.
You'll be here a while.
Good luck on that. Good luck on that. Okay, come around here and press the button. It takes us to break.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be fun. Hey, and now see, it's fun.
Hey, you want to press the button that is you?
No. Not retarded.
Press that one right there. Press that one right there.
I like rape.
Oh, that's terrible.
That can't be right.
It's horrible. There are all sorts of different sounds in there, Jimmy.
Did you just hit me?
He did.
Yes, I did.
You big fag.
You
can push. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Try one over here. Go ahead. Some of them are labeled.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
That's your boyfriend talking to you.
Wow.
These are the two brothers. It's always been we're back in elementary.
Rick sat there with wet pants for the whole night.
You're like a monkey at the zoo looking at us. You really are.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
I swear
it?
To God, how evolved are you? Look at you. Look at you now staring at it again.
Quest for button.
Must press button.
You can press any of them, Jimmy.
Don't touch it.
Marnie,
you want to press some? People usually got a charge out of it.
Whatever. Might be too overwhelming for you, Marnie. A little bit too complicated.
Oh, got that one.
Hold on. Hey, Marnie, hold on. Can I just say? Here's the one for you.
Can I give me a C?
And how about Simon Cowell for you?
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Jimmy, here's Oprah now talking about Marnie.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Can I give me a C?
Oh, this is fun.
Even Fred Thompson. Even Senator Fred Thompson, or whatever, he's wannabe president.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
You want to play some?
No, dear, no, no. We're just having a little fun, folks.
Getting around.
Come on, Marty. Want to come over and play? Do you want to come over and play some, really?
No, it's okay.
For sure.
It's okay, I don't have to press.
Her feelings are hurt now. No,
she seems slightly put off.
I know that look.
No, you don't know
she
that
does
look.
Seem slightly put off.
I know that look.
No, it's the
same. Have we gone too far? Have we gone too far?
No.
Get over there. Let me get a picture of you and my brother.
Right.
While you're pressing a button.
And now pictures.
Press number 37 right there. Press number 37 right there.
Am I give me a C?
Oh, she laughed. She laughed. Oh, Jimmy, you got a good woman. You truly did. Mm-hmm. Don't screw it up. Don't I always say that to you, really, with Marnie?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Marnie, I love you. You're fantastic for my brother. Don't screw it up, you big doofus. Talking to you, Jimmy.
I know you are.
All right. Smarter than a fifth grader, remember?
That's what?
Remember?
Done very well.
Wait till there's nobody around. Wait till there's no witnesses.
Oh.
All right, we are going to hit a break, and then my brother's going to get his motorcycle and drive it off a cliff. Okay, come on over and hit the button. Seriously, let's take
a
break.
Take a break. You can go all the way around, even with the headphones on.
Stretchy.
Stretchy.
Right there? There you go. Do it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yes, sir! You know.
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 You know. Duh. Let's see what's happening here before we go outside. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
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 Hi, baby.
Hello, baby.
How are you?
Happy baby.
I'm doing all right. I am a first-time caller.
Virginal sacrifice.
What can we do for ye?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and tell you I've been listening to your show for probably 15 years, and I absolutely love it.
And we love you.
Aren't you wonderful?
Well, thank you. And I do have to tell you that I'm very sorry to hear about your wife, Dawn.
Okay, let's news from the past. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I hadn't had a chance to call you and tell you that, so I thought I'd tell you that now. So.
Okay, thank you. Love
okay, you have a great show.
Thank you. We will.
Thank you. That's all very right. Nice of you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you got Ken in the parking lot.
That's right.
I sure do.
Maybe she'll call again in 15 years.
We can only hope, Rob.
We got the wireless mics.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Don and Mike Show. Joe has indicated that via instant message, got a live one.
Ah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Is this the live one, Joe?
Hello? Hello?
Joe, is this the live one?
He was alive. Looks like he's dead now.
What made him a live one, Joe?
Yeah.
He had about 3 or 4 different thoughts that didn't make sense.
All right, well, we lost him. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, Don.
Remember, Mike, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Amen.
How are you doing, Joe?
And that's why this ship stays perpetually at anchor.
Let's see if we can switch it up. Hello, test.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. How's the level? Test 1, 2.
Well, I think the levels in the microphone are fine. But
going wireless.
Our little boxes that we listen on are very soft.
They're the volume.
I've turned it on. Yes, Rob.
Big knob.
So thanks for the tip, ass hat.
Let's go on outside and see what's happening.
It says volume.
Turn it off.
With my brother. There he is on that bike.
Didn't think of that.
Hey, did he toot the horn for you, Kat?
Yeah, he gave me the horn toot. And hey, Jimmy, toot the horn again.
Hey, Jimmy, do your horn.
Lad, little air horn he's got. I got the VIP tour during the commercial break.
It's a sweet bike.
It is a sweet touring bike. Electric Glide, Harley Davidson 2005, fuel injected, fantastic.
Maroon.
I'm not doing a commercial for him. You just got to love him. That's the, you know, that's the deal.
And don't tell him I'm saying this, but I love him very much. And look at him. He's very happy with his motorcycle. He's one.
It's just a great time of year for this. It really is.
I said you're retarded. That's what I said. What?
There's some dirt on his bike. Oh, my. Jimmy, what would you call this color? What would you call this?
Cherry pearl.
Black cherry pearl?
And it's nice. It's got the sparklies on it, and it's
The flame job and the pinstripe.
Very nice. Very
custom. That's custom paint.
Very American chopper.
He's got all sorts of little custom things.
Say hello and thank you to my painter, Big Nick.
Now, is he anything like Nubby on American Chopper?
Yes. Yes, he is.
How many miles total you got on your bike now?
11,000.
11,000.
Well, it's a beautiful piece of machinery. I love having you come down and hang out. I really do.
Would you like to ride it?
Not in this life, friend.
Can I ride you on it? You want to ride bitch for me?
Sure, I'll be your
go
bitch.
Ahead. I think
I'd love to be your bitch.
All right, now are we on, Buzz? I'm just
yes, you are.
Very well.
Fire it up, Jimmy. I'll hop on. You give me a remember I told you.
Don't kick the saddlebags when you get on.
Hold on a second. I'm just. You know what, Don?
What, Mike?
I'm guessing that after you do this, this is gonna jog you again, even though you're gonna be riding on the back of it. That's an unmistakable sound, ladies and gentlemen. Those who know it know it.
All right. So, do I climb on first or you? You do.
All right. Now it's your turn to get on there.
Christ. Will you hold the microphone for a second, Mike?
Are you sure you don't want to take it with you on your ride? You can just put your hand around
it. Hold it while I'm jumping on the mic.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bike.
Jumping on the mic. That's what I've always wished for. There we go.
Actually,
hi there. Right. We're the Retard Brothers.
All right.
Jimmy, take us for a spin around the parking lot. Mike, my microphone should be okay.
All right. There they go, ladies and gentlemen, around the parking lot. And they're off. There they go.
Oh, boy.
Dear, what could possibly go wrong? And they're off. Marnie, I think they look good on that bike together.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Now, can you, Buzz, can you hear us on these things? Because I can't hear a damn thing. All right.
Well, we're starting to lose Don, though, because he's almost out of range.
But, see, I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him at all.
He is not retarded. How's it going?
Oh, I can hear him now.
You said you normally have
tattoos
to write on the back.
Oh, really?
Right.
You
got to
have, yeah.
Okay. He has
Rabbit.
Those.
It's like my...
Now, around the corner. Cut it. Go. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Christ.
Good. They're still alive.
Right there. I hear him. Here he comes.
Slow the F down. Jesus Christ.
How did that feel? We heard you.
It's time for a bowel movement. Are you kidding? Love it.
Oh, that's big fun, isn't it?
Fantastic. Nice and graceful now.
Yeah, she's saying... Now, when you were gone, I don't know if you heard, obviously you didn't hear this, but Marnie pointed at her breasts and said, normally to ride on the back, you have to have these. She, you know, indicating it's a female thing that, you know, so if you were going any long distance, I don't think this is you wouldn't want to take this down to the wall.
No, I didn't even want to. I don't know how men do it. I didn't put my arm around my brother's stomach. I just kind of held onto the back. Oh, there's handles right there. Love.
Oh, they're handles. Good. All right.
Love
very
handles.
Good.
My brother's helmet.
Dude, we got to get a picture. We got to get a picture of this.
Yeah.
Incidentally, doofus, seriously, wear a helmet all the time.
Until I get out of Maryland.
You know, he rides all the way across the country. Okay, jump off and let me get out of here.
All right. Hold on. Marnie's getting she's getting a camera out. She's going to get a camera to take a picture of you and your brother on a motorcycle.
First the picture, then the dismount.
Isn't this a beautiful day?
That's nice. Here you
this
go.
Is a beautiful day for this, isn't it?
These two boys were sexually abused. By their uncles.
Okay. Now let's take a picture of you getting off. Pretty.
She wants to get a picture of you. Matt, come over here and get a picture. This
no,
is
no,
for
no,
the
no. Hey, Mike. Hey, Matt, hold on a second.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, is that deleted?
Yes. Out of
thank you. Yeah. So, Jimmy, if you'll get off first, that would be great.
No, you have to get off first, Don.
I have to get off first?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
You have to get off first. That we're all just going to watch.
This is a crazy thing.
Yeah, I'll hold the microphone
how
for
am
you.
I supposed to get off with his big ass in front of me?
How do you get off?
Yeah, how does it work?
Not like this, Mike.
Here, I'll hold your microphone.
That leg on the ground. And then I want to kind of hold him.
See how easy that is?
looks like Apollo. The
saddlebags
are
a thing.
I couldn't do it, and I could get on mine, no problem, but I couldn't get on like that. That is hard to do. I swear to God, it is made for women. You have the ability to do a perfect split. That's what we can't do.
You embarrass me in front of a reporter, Marnie.
Who's the reporter?
You did that specifically so I would hurt my quad.
Wow. Hey, you looked good on there, you brothers. You really did.
Yeah. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
It's fun. Even if it's riding on the back of it, it's fun.
Wisconsin shirt there, too.
Yeah, hey there. Yeah, Packers, except you're not a Packers fan.
What's Harley Davidson? Milwaukee.
He's Milwaukee. Well, I think it's about time for you to get on this thing.
All right, Marnie's going to...
leave me with the thought that it'll only be 3.5 hours until I go home and you're there.
I want to hear my theme song.
Yeah.
Writing song? Yeah, I do.
Hold on, he's got a theme song, Don.
This is Jimmy's road theme.
Is that your, every time you start out, is that what you play?
Yeah, it is.
I wish I had one of these.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You got a high five. That himself a nice 8-track.
Get on there. That is cranking.
Don't kick nobody. Wow.
Go. Now, don't hurt yourself leaving, you know. Be careful. Keep the rubber on the road.
Wear your helmet.
Okay.
See you at home. Bye, Mom.
Later.
Bye, honey.
Bye, guys.
Bye, kids. Bye.
See you later.
There they go.
Where are they going?
I think they're lost already.
And there they go.
Go that
way.
Bye. Hope nobody's coming around that corner.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Oh, dear me. So when do you get to see him again?
As soon as I go home, Mike. And he'll get up like a dog with me tomorrow morning.
Right.
Very early this morning.
Good.
Liked hanging around with him this morning.
We do look like a band of thugs out here now, don't we?
Hanging around with him.
There they go. Night.
There he goes.
Down Rockville.
Bye-bye.
What's his hurry?
He seems to have that same tendency you have with motor vehicles.
Showing off.
I don't know how fast your motorcycle goes. I got scared as S when he hit the gas and took off around that first turn.
It's there's nothing like that feeling, that initial feeling of acceleration.
Is this the new intern, incidentally?
Yes, you haven't had a chance. We put Matt on the air. We've had Matt on the air. This is Matt. Now, would you like to play the Matt game?
No, I would just like to say Matt. During the break, I need you to wipe me.
This is part of the job.
Play the game with me for a moment here, okay? Take a good look at young man.
Yeah?
Guess the nationality.
Terrorist.
We've been there before. That's what I said initially.
Yes, yeah.
All right,
I guarantee you, since you, I don't know if you were listening in, but I mean, if you weren't, you will never get it. You'll never get it in a million years.
Paraguay.
No. No, see, I said
Sweden.
That. No.
Close.
Russia.
Hey, you're very close.
Yeah.
You're very close.
Mexico.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know what you are. I don't. Where are you from?
Poland.
Oh, a Pola. Of course. Great. Our first intern is a Pola.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
All the other shows get girls that dress up in cheerleader outfits. Mm-hmm. We got a Polak. Great. Wipe me.
I forgot to explain that duty for him.
I soiled myself out
that
there.
Duty. Get it, that duty.
Duty. D-U-T-Y.
Oh, my.
Back. Let me just do the quick switch. There we go. Back in studio. Thank you, Commander Ardinger.
Well, I thought that went well.
Yeah.
I thought that went very, very, very well.
He's the greatest.
The greatest. I'm crazy about your brother. I've always liked your brother.
Me too.
I mean, he is. He has a zest for life. And she was a natural. She likes being on the radio.
Yeah.
She was. Don't talk to us like we're 16 years old.
See if she runs her mouth like that tonight in real life, brother.
The real life. And they're out of there on Friday, huh? So they're out of there tomorrow? No,
they're here till Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. So you'll have to be able to have one good roaring night with them. You know what I mean?
Where or not.
Where Daddy can have some real adult
come on.
Fun.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not. Mike, it's my
It's my
Memorial Day weekend, too?
No. It's my stupid upside-down world.
Okay.
And I like my world being the upside-down cake that it is.
Wait, right? It is.
I mean, right. I don't know. He may end up staying.
Uh-huh.
Or he may end up leaving exactly at the pre-scheduled time.
What? Now, right now, when is he scheduled to depart?
First thing Saturday morning.
Crack of dawn Saturday morning.
No, I mean early, because they are going to make it a two-day drive.
It's a long
trip. To get back to the Midwest.
We'll split it up.
So there he is. There's my brother James. And, well, that's that.
It was lovely to have them drop by.
Great.
I like the rocks.
Good to see him. Do you like your rocks?
I didn't get any.
You didn't get Buzz? You got rocks.
I got rocks. I'll share.
No.
They are beautiful.
I'll take everybody's rocks. Really? What are you going to do with them?
I'm throw them at people.
I'm going to put them in a jar.
And then what?
I'm gonna put them in a place in the house.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty.
I
like polished rocks. This is a New England thing. You get a lot of polished rocks up in New England.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like up in Maine and stuff.
On my show, so did I. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Dave. Mike, how you doing?
Hi there. We're doing great. What's up?
Hey, how'd you like that bike?
I love that bike. I thought that was a great bike that he's got. Really terrific. And, you know, there are certain bikes that you want to ride across the country. And that's got everything you need. You know, it's the full electric glide with all the bells and whistles.
And the red LEDs on the engine, which is a nice touch.
It does really almost look like something out of American Chopper.
That was, as far as I was concerned, the coolest little accessory that he threw on the thing is that he's got these little red lights all over. So at night, I guess the whole thing lights up.
Yeah,
and that is part of the enigma of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That while he's driving that motorcycle, he's living in a shack. He's living in a virtual outhouse with no electricity.
I'm pretty sure he has electricity. Doesn't he have those electric boats? He's got to put battery power in those somehow.
Battery power, Mike.
Well, that's everything. He's battery power.
On battery
power. He's got a generator.
No, he's got... As he said, he's, what, 46 now?
And she works full-time, right? So she takes
sure.
care of him.
Right. Sure she does, Mike.
Sure she does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, I am on the air.
Yes, you are.
I was just calling to say that your intern may have it bad being Polish, but I have it a little worse. I am a fatherless son of a Polish carny living in the Sacramento area.
Son of a Polish carny living in Sacramento.
Where they all live.
So your dad is a carnival worker?
No. I never met my father. My mother was a chooser of real winners.
Listen to the rhythm of that, though. Seriously, you could do it. Fatherless son of a carnival worker living in Sacramento. No.
Polish carnival worker.
No, Polish carny. Polish. Well, I'm the fatherless son of a Polish carny living in Sacramento. I love that.
I should know all the secrets to every carny game there is. Unfortunately, my father was Polish, so he never figured it out. He gave away a lot of prizes.
Oh, you know, that's a long way to go. That was like a stupid joke you wanted to tell.
Yeah,
right?
It was an agenda call. So Sacramento, of course it's an agenda call.
Pro Polak call.
Look at that rock, though. Look at that particular rock. Don't you think that's got nice color to it?
You know what I think when I said this to my brother's face, so I'll say it now.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. I had that little tumbler toy when I was about 5, too.
Yeah, this is quality stuff.
Well, he slices them himself.
You have to do it with water and a real sharp blade.
Yeah.
I'm aware. He's a craftsman.
Yeah.
No, I think my brother has artistic talent.
Yes,
I truly do.
Clearly does.
Why are you holding those up as if to mock me with them?
I am not. I'm showing them that these are my two favorites.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's pretty stuff.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Billy from Annapolis.
Hi, Billy.
You going to be in your beach house this weekend?
Why, you thinking about breaking in?
No, I like going to Ocean City. I finally get to go after about 5, 6, 7 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, why are you wondering if I'm going to be at my house?
I'm hoping I'd run into you somewhere down the beach.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll meet you right down by that place with the rides.
Purple Moon. Will you have the autograph table set up this year?
Mike, I'm going to have our, you have the rock stuck to your head like you're one of those faith healers or something.
There we go. I'm very excited about this. I will be bringing my sacred cow to Ocean City.
Did you close the autograph deal with Trimpers?
Now, what is Trimpers?
Oh, that's the rides. That's where all the rides are down there.
Trimpers.
The old Jolly Roger.
Just think, after 6 years, he finally gets to go to Ocean City.
Can you tell, can you really tell, though, that we are slowly but surely approaching a holiday weekend?
Holiday.
You know, you're getting those kind of calls. We're going to get more and more of it. It's like, yeah, going to be down there. Pabst,
I will be there in the Don and Mike pap smear van, and we will also have the Don and Mike fake license exchange again this year.
Right, and every year, you know, it's a tradition. We start a new business, or we support someone else supporting a new business. This year, I'm very excited to say, mole removal.
Wow.
You know, yeah, it's very exciting.
Know your audience. That's what we say, know your audience.
Mole removal for men and women. Get rid of those unsightly moles. Skin tags are extra.
Memorial Day special.
Mm-hmm.
99-cent roofies.
Wow.
But you must see me in front of the Purple Moose Saloon.
Right.
I'll be wearing my wife beater.
Under the sign that says roofies and mole removal.
And you have the same motto, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You keep the mole.
You keep the mole and we'll make it. We'll polish it just like a rock.
We stole the idea from Red Lobster where you get to keep the glass.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe. Hey, what's up?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
When you were on the bike with your brother and you were holding really close, was your thingy rubbing up against him and were you getting a little action down there?
Yeah, what, are you reading my mind? Hello.
How did it feel for a man to ride on the back of a bike
and
like
leave
that?
Leave nothing out.
We were stemming.
Stem the rose.
That's all.
Wasn't that from Brokeback Mountain? Stem the rose?
Yeah, that's what Randy Quaid says when one of those two fellers comes back in and ask him if he's got any work up on the mouth. You two have been stemming the rose. You can do that on your own time.
Yeah.
And this is a big butt.
Oh, we got to hit a break, okay?
Very good.
One call. And then it's off to our favorite place, Mike. Commercial land. Hello, Don and Mike. I can't wait till we get there. That's always a happy spot.
Oh, before she leaves, can I say... bon voyage to Carla and her girlfriends and her mom. They're off to Florida for the long weekend, and they're going to have a very nice long weekend down there. And I hope everything goes well.
Why don't we just pick that up when we go? Forget the phone call. We'll pick that up when we come back from the break.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was a little pitchy in spots. Started a little rough. Some pitchy spots here and there. It was pitchy in spots. Very pitchy in spots.
That was a hot song choice for you and a hot performance.
I even think that was hotter than the original.
That was the hottest tonight, America, right here.
Shout out.
All right, here. That's the kind of record you should really make, dog. All right, so check it out, dog. This is your best performance, dog. Congratulations, dog.
A little pitchy.
That was hot. Once again, for me, I got a feeling I might be saying this a lot tonight.
Just very average. Don and Mike.
We've not even started to rip apart the American Idol from last night.
What show is that?
And have you heard the tapes of Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck having their cat fight?
Yeah. I actually enjoyed watching that on YouTube this morning. That is, it just was a delightful battle. Those two, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Those two don't like each other.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck right now has two things going for her.
Yeah, she sure does. Well, when they were having the fight, that particular gown she was wearing,
she's preggers.
Oh, baby.
You know, that's the first time The View has ever used a split screen in history.
Really?
Yeah, and they actually did a large portion of that argument where they put them both up at the same time.
And I guess that's causing controversy now. I mean, where that apparently is where they Jerry Springer'd the show a little bit, and they're talking about it. Who knows? I mean, come on. It's entertainment TV.
The problem is that they didn't let Behar talk.
You know, I saw the other night on Law & Order SUV.
Ooh.
What's her name? The fat one. Star Jones.
Oh.
Star Jones, who looks like she's had 8,000 tummy tucks.
Yeah, she has had a lot of plastic surgery, and she is just a wispy woman now, right? She's a fragment of her former self.
Star Jones, yeah, hot as balls, right. Hot
as legal balls.
Star Jones is a perfect example that even if you lose a tremendous amount of weight,
right,
you can still not be attractive.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to have the extreme makeover.
And she's wearing now the Andy Dick type glasses.
Ashley Banfield glasses.
She's very flashy anyway with that. But isn't Star Jones, I mean, the fact that she was on a legal show, isn't she a former,
she started as an attorney.
She's an attorney, right.
And please, Don, Star Jones Reynolds.
Excuse me, Rob, I forgot about
that's
that.
That's right, her gay husband.
That's allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right. Like Oprah's gay husband.
Right.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
During the break, Buzz came in and said, he's got a guy on the phone who knows about the fire that my brother and I were involved with when we were killed.
The field fire. Yeah, buddy.
Now, here's the question, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
you don't have the request lines over there on your side of the room.
No.
How does the guy call you?
I don't know. I don't know how he got the number or, you know, came across it. None of us do, really.
What, did he call you on one of the news lines?
Yes. Yes, on our secret news hotline.
On our news tip hotline?
Not what I think.
What do you think?
I think that Buzz is a spy.
So anyway, Buzz says, and keep in mind, this event that I'm talking about,
yeah,
this fire that happened in my neighborhood, my brother and I and some friends.
Alleged fire.
Talking about 1971.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you tell the families of the field mice that?
Well, anyway, the guy is on the phone right now.
Cool.
And he gave some information to Buzz about schools and stuff that I've never mentioned on the air that indicated he might know what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Larry?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I lived on a farm, and the kids cut across our farm all the time to go to Melwood Elementary School.
Oh, my
and
God, yes.
You said tore Mel- down, yeah, tore
Mike,
down.
Hold on, hold
Melwood?
On.
Larry. One moment, Larry.
We've been through this before.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Remember I told you
yes,
that
yes.
I did go to Melwood Elementary
went
School.
To Melwood Elementary.
Not to be confused with
the Melwood Training Center or,
right.
or what,
right
the Melwood
now.
School, the other Melwood.
My brother went to the retired
right.
school. I didn't. Mine just had the elementary school that I went to today, the name of that school or the name mm-hmm. has now been borrowed by a place for mentally handicapped people.
Right. And they advertise quite frequently on the radio and
big
television for
here, yeah.
donations for cars and
right.
stuff like that.
I would imagine Melwood Elementary School has changed the name.
I don't think so. I bet it still exists. Well, this guy might know. Does Melwood Elementary still exist?
I think so, because if we sold them the property cheaper at the time, they would have named it after our family, but we wanted to get as much money as we could when they took our property.
Right. Well, Larry, if you were listening to the show and you happened to... first of all, where'd you get the number you called the show on, Larry? May I ask that?
I just got it from information somehow. They gave me a number, and I called in. I heard talking in the background and waited and
yeah,
finally...
I took the phone off the hook and just laid the receiver down for a while, thinking I'd pick it up during the break.
Did you ask for the news department?
No, just I thought I recognized Buzz's voice and heard him talking about the motorcycle a little bit that your brother got. Mm-hmm. And
don't we have like an 800 number that comes in here? And
What do you mean? Like a request line?
Yeah, I'm curious how he got through to Buzz. Directory assistance? Is that what you're saying?
I just called information and got the number and called, and it must have rang 30 times.
I have a theory.
It's nice to know if you call directory assistance, they're going to give you the news hotline.
Yeah.
I think that Jeff has some backup phone lines. I think they're called POTS lines. And maybe those are what ring over
might
there.
Might have spilled over.
All
I know is this place, it's not like we all have phone numbers here. You know,
right.
We have phone numbers.
I do.
We don't have phone numbers that go anywhere but the studio.
Right.
Right.
And also, you need to remember that while we were talking Melwood, that was Buzz's name when he was bowling.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
You hump.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
All right, so Larry, friend.
Yeah.
I guess how you got the number to reach Buzz on the Inside News Hotline is really irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, why are we quizzing you?
What is it that you remember about this particular fire that I referenced?
Our fields would mysteriously catch on fire every so often. We never figured out how. The kids I knew cut across our property and tore down the fence, and I'd put it up the next day. They'd tear it down, and I chased them on the farm tractor like a big, overseer or something. I was, a big teenager myself on a tractor chasing kids that were tearing down fences through their neighborhood, terrorizing them, I guess. And I was about...
That's a harsh word.
Well, let's stop right here. Do you have any memory?
Terrorizing is a harsh word.
Do you have any memory of a guy on a tractor chasing you?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. I swear to God, I do.
You remember a guy chasing you down on a tractor?
A guy yelling at us from a tractor.
Yeah, really?
He did the terrorizing.
Like yelling, hey, come
right,
back,
right.
come back,
big
come back.
Blonde-haired guy, yep. That's made a big farm boy, yep.
Did you look a lot like maybe a younger Wayne Newton when he was on the Lucy show?
Don't know about that.
Well, all I know is that I was talking about an experience from a friend of mine, sir, and I don't know anything about a fire way back in 1971 in Upper Marlboro.
How old would you
Maryland.
Be now, sir?
But
how old would you be now? That'll help.
I'm a little older than you. I just turned 54. My mother worked at Surrattsville Junior High Teen Club, and I remember Don talking about going there. She was a big, heavy set woman, and everybody knew her, and she was real friendly.
Oh, I knew your mom, sure.
Yeah.
We all knew your mom.
Oh, dear.
All the Hornets knew her. All the Sarathville Hornets knew her.
Sarathville Hornets, yep, the horny Hornets.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your mom was the honey for the beehive.
Yeah, that was it. So.
Well, I guess I should say, all these years later, sorry that I was in that gang of kids that was starting fires in the field way out in the middle of nowhere, and you were the guy that was screaming at us.
Yeah.
Anything ever really bad happen, or were they just little brush fires?
Franks.
Little fires. The fire department came, put them out in their trucks, and it was a big whoop to do at the time. But you know,
a big whoop to do.
That's all it was. Was a big whoop to do. That's all it was. All right. Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Bye bye.
Good to hear from you.
Take care.
Bye bye.
There he goes. Or not.
That's a long hang.
So just hang up now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye
bye.
Go back and like make your dinner plates out of human bones. I picture him still on that tractor.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Still chasing kids.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up?
I'm out. How you guys doing?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Starting your weekend a little early?
Well, not really. I took tomorrow off, so today...
They were talking about that in the Washington, D.C. area. A lot of people took tomorrow off. They're getting their holiday weekend off to an early start.
Well,
hello.
1002, 1003.
What can we do for you? What can we do for you?
Oh, you can answer me. I have three questions.
Here we go. Answer me these questions three.
Question number one.
Okay, question number one. Okay, Rob, Monday and Tuesday, played this. I have to get a pen and write this down. The Rehab song. Who sang that and by what artist so I can go get it?
Mancow Mueller.
Mancow Mueller. Mm-hmm. M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
What's your next question? Second of three.
Okay, second of three. Did you know that sucky TV show...
Which one?
All Airwolf.
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 Is back on.
No, we didn't.
You know.
Didn't know that. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Well, your favorite drink, vodka.
Vodka.
What was the third question?
Okay, my third question is...
Number three.
Okay. Number three. And number three coming up.
Number three coming out.
Okay.
How long before he starts crying?
How long till number two comes out?
Yeah. Okay. As he's crying.
Okay. This is more for Don than Mike, even though.
My lucky day. Go buy me some lottery tickets, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I'm thinking about it.
Hey. Oh, no, you can't say that word.
You can't use the S-bomb.
Okay. What? Hello?
Yeah, don't say foul language, please.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. I will not do the S-bomb again. What do you think about Trent Green situation in Kansas City.
And that whole funny Kansas
Serious
City.
Football question for you, Don. Ask me another one. Ask me question number four, and I'll get back to you on number three. I want to pass on number three and go to question four.
You got a four prepared?
Pardon me?
You got a question number four prepared? You said you only had three.
I want to pass on number three, and I'll take question number four instead.
But notice we never pass on number two.
Why did you pass? Okay, question number four.
Number four.
Question number four.
Why? Oh, I have my radio turned off. You should be
very good.
Me.
Good. We are.
Why did you pass on question number three?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good for a drunk guy, isn't it?
Yeah, that really is. All right, drunk guy. Trent Green should be released by the Chiefs so he can go play for the Dolphins. There you are. Are you happy?
No.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
I answered number three.
This is when it turns.
Here comes the angry. I like Trent Green. He is an institutional guy for the Chiefs, and he should stay with the Chiefs.
No, he shouldn't. He should go where the grass is greener and go to Miami.
Well, the grass is greener, isn't that where the donkeys go?
Wow. That's an interesting lad we have. Are you mixing your vodka with anything?
Yes, sir.
What is it? What's your mixer?
I mix my vodka with Option, which is a brand new, like I'm not going to promote anything.
Is that like an energy drink or something like that?
Is it?
No, it's kind of like, well, okay.
I'd give $1 million to know what this guy looks like.
I think he looks like Barney Fife.
Are you a skinny guy?
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, that's good. So far, so accurate.
Trent Green sure is handsome, isn't he?
Pardon me?
Trent Green sure is handsome. He's a good-looking quarterback.
Well, I kind of look like him, but I look more like Paul McCartney when he was younger before he had all that crap done.
Yeah. You look like Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Paul McCartney looks like Angela Lansbury now.
He's back. Hey,
if you had to have sex with one of the Beatles, which one would it be?
Well, I guess it'd be myself, Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney. Like. Quick answer.
What?
Would you let Paul be the pitcher or the catcher with you?
Oh, neither one. I'd take his wife.
You know, I don't know why I'm asking you this question. It makes no sense, but please answer it honestly. Do you have pointed ears?
No, but I have a dimple on one.
A dimple on one ear.
Okay, check this out.
Check it out, everybody.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You guys are funny.
Okay. So are you, pal.
Okay.
Okay. There's drink out there. You can only pick it up here, out at one grocery station. I'm not gonna say
grocery station.
Just one store.
When does the train pull into the grocery station?
Around the time you have to go to the gas store to get fuel for your car.
Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah.
My friend, Dudeski, we got to go to a break. I'm very sorry. We've got to hit a break.
Go to a break. I'm going to hang up my phone and turn the radio back on.
Good man.
It's been a real slice of heaven talking to you.
You guys have a great weekend.
I'm going to picture in my mind Trent Green having his way with you.
Yeah, right.
Trent Green meets Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Trent needs to go back to KC. Well, he needs to stay in KC, and that idiot coach needs to grow a new head. Okay, remember, right? Yeah, now the guy about growing a new... Okay.
Hang up.
Hang up. Come on.
See ya.
Bye.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
There he goes. Good job. Hope he had as much fun as we did. He's not going to remember that call.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Larry King Live.
For decades, smoking was also Larry's trademark. He smoked 3 packs of cigarettes, sometimes 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
He would smoke all through the radio show. You see the pictures of old interviews. There's always a pack of cigarettes or there's a cigarette in his hand.
Larry smoked right up to the very day it almost killed him.
Good evening. Larry King is off for a while.
Sure, boy.
1987 was... Manu is a new beginning for you. Tough year.
Bad year. Had a heart attack in February. I was smoking all the way over to the hospital.
You were smoking on your way to the hospital?
Correct.
Did you know you were having a heart attack?
No.
But his doctor left no doubt.
And he came right up to me and said, Mr. King, you're having a heart attack. I said, am I going to die? And he said, good question.
I smoked all the way.
Favor, rape.
All the way to the hospital, I smoked.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Big, 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 big,
bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Oh, no, you're dead.
On their back and covered in baby oil, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We got a quick one here so we can do some catch-up work. American Idol. We got some tapes. We won't bombard you with the tapes because just about everybody who watches it last night or you've heard it reviewed.
Heard about it.
Can I just say congratulations to Ruben Studdard?
On the radio thus far.
Great job.
Today every goddamn show in the world is talking about it. Mike, you didn't have the opportunity to see it.
No.
Here is what you missed. Clive and his address to the nation.
I just want to say we anticipate a fabulous career for both of these talented artists.
If you are a true fanatic, if you're a fanatic about Aerosmith, then you know that the band, as you know it, is forever flawed.
Yeah.
For last night, Sangina performed with Joe Perry. Yeah.
That's Joe Perry's fault. Yeah. I'm not throwing Steven Tyler under the bus for that.
No, it's not, because he gets put in all those dumb side plots like his hot sauce and everything else. Somebody put him in that spot.
Joe Perry doesn't know any better. He's the guitar player.
Do you think that Joe Perry even knew that he was on American Idol?
No, he probably knew he was in the state of California. That's about it. Sangina sang. Did he sing an Aerosmith song?
No, he sang "You Really Got Me."
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
You
really got me now.
Yep. Uh-huh. Then Kelly Clarkson.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah. She came out and she sang her song about being angry at men.
So she is telling the producers that, you know, she's not going to take any more direction from producers as to how to make hit records, and she's not going to take any more direction as to what to do at the dinner table, right?
Yeah, correct. Correct. Hold on. What else last night? She forgot the words to Sergeant Pepper. They were singing.
Good job, Kelly.
They were singing Beatles songs. But I got to tell you about their incredible cover of the Bush Baby thing.
Okay.
Now, since Simon Cowell first said that thing to the bug-eyed, retarded boy about "You look like a Bush baby," do we still have that tape in the machine?
Sure, we do.
Because the best part of that is when Randy Jackson said,
"What are you doing?
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
You are sexy.
Bush baby. What are you doing?"
I love that reaction from Randy. My favorite part of the show this year. Yeah. All downhill after that.
Always kind of thought they'd gotten away with one there.
Right.
Last night they played the clip.
Right.
Again, with Simon Cowell saying, "You look like a Bush baby."
Uh-huh.
I turned to Jan and my brother and everybody else. I said, "I can't believe that they're going with this." So then they bring the Bush baby boy up on stage to get his award. Uh-huh. And they say, "Simon," "Simon, you called me a Bush baby, but I'm famous. I'm up here now on TV." And then they say, "And to show you what a Bush baby really looks like," they have on the giant screen whatever the animal is.
There really is an animal called a Bush baby.
There is, and he does have the big Marty Feldman eyes.
Yeah.
Just like that kid has.
Game, set, and match.
Right.
All taken care of. It all goes away. No problem at all.
They closed
Simon.
Because everybody like us thought it was something racial.
Bush baby, what are you doing?
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
I mean, you are sexy.
Bush baby, what are you doing?
Correct. Yeah.
Then you have Clive Davis. Just as, you know, as queer as a $3 bill.
What?
Was he talking about how wonderful the artists were?
Yeah, it was like being at a stockholders meeting if you had shares in his record company. Yeah.
We're because very excited about this.
In essence, what he did was, we've got the whole thing, but it's 5 minutes long. Yeah. He said, "The American Idol franchise has sold X millions of records, and Kelly Clarkson in the franchise..." He must have said the American Idol franchise about 1,000 times.
This is a wonderful franchise.
We are all so excited about our breakout star, Chris Daughtry.
Oh, I bet he's happy about Chris.
He likes Chris Daughtry a lot.
Yeah, he's selling the most records.
And how about the beautiful plaque?
So they bring Carrie Underwood up.
Right.
She's the biggest star from American Idol.
You know, really, I will give her credit. I didn't see the show last night, but she always does look great.
And, she looked great.
And she was hot as balls in that black outfit at the very end, that little miniskirt thing.
She also had something that was a little country, but it was like tight jeans with almost like a split evening gown over it.
Yeah, she is just, I mean, she's legit. Yeah. She really is.
So they say to her, You and the American Idol franchise, you're the biggest selling artist, blah, blah. Congratulations. And they give her a plaque that looks like it was something your fifth grader made. Like, I'm sure you have this with your kids, too. We have it with ours. You know, this is what I want to be when I grow up.
Right.
Where it's like,
pictures and,
sure.
and like handprints and stuff. Just a very cheap-looking piece of
cheesy
garbage.
Collage.
Here's yeah. something to commemorate your record sales as part of the franchise.
Yuck, and then, you know, of course, the girl won.
Did Clive open his eyes last night when he was there, or did, were the eyes... Were they
almost.
Were no, almost the up opened his eyes.
Almost.
So here's this year's report card for the American Idol album franchise.
This is how the guy starts. See, you're a viewer of the show. What is an American Idol franchise?
I don't know.
It's the report card for the American.
So here's this year's report card for the American Idol album franchise.
For all
the big news has been the huge explosion of Chris Daughtry. Yes, Taylor Hicks' new single of Heaven Knows can still take him and his platinum album much further. And the new single Love Story can still do it for Catherine McPhee. But it's been Daughtry who has broken through
yeah.
as the entire music industry's biggest selling artist of the year.
This is what it is all about,
though.
Now, why are the
this
mooks...
This is all American Idol is right now.
But it's why just... are the mooks applauding this?
Because they feel that they should. It's what they're supposed to do because they got a ticket to the Kodak.
The American Idol franchise.
They're applauding because they recognize the name.
That's exactly it.
Yes, yeah. Daughtry,
yes.
McPhee,
okay,
Taylor,
so Underwood.
That's American Idol. I said Idolwood. That's American Idol.
And who won?
The girl.
Oh, the girl won. Good.
The
good
girl
for her.
Won.
It'll be congratulations.
The girl won. Here's a much better piece of tape. Rosie O'Donnell versus Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, this is real field. Venom here.
We got this into a bunch of different segments. The entire thing's about 8 minutes long. Here it is.
All right.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Give me a moment here. Started a song by mistake.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I like weight.
That was very tight.
Wrong button.
We'd like to congratulate. The album report card goes to Phil Collins.
Here is part one of Rosie versus Elizabeth.
Daughtry's album is still in the top 10.
That's Clive again.
You just said our enemies in Iraq. Did Iraq attack us?
No, I'm saying Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
Did
Iraq attack us, Elizabeth?
Iraq did not attack us, Rosie. We've been there before.
Well,
I'm saying our enemies, Al-Qaeda. Are you hearing that?
I hear it, but where do you want to go, Bubs? We're going to...
Political discussion with
right.
them. Don't interview each other. Just
if you're playing a game, okay? If you're playing a game, and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to throw to my wide receiver, wide right, okay? Do you do that? I'm going to do it in 2 seconds. What does that do for your enemy?
Well, you know what, Elizabeth? If the enemy are innocent civilians, I don't want to play that kind of football.
The enemy are not innocent.
Iraq
didn't attack us.
Wait a minute.
I am not innocent. Don't yell at each other. Enemy.
Please, let's have a conversation. You know what? I don't want to do this, Joy. No, let me tell you why I don't want to do it. Because here's how it gets spun in the media. Rosie, big, fat, lesbian, loud Rosie, attacks innocent, pure Christian Elizabeth.
But I'm not doing it.
Oh, wow.
This is really why women should not be allowed to vote, not be allowed to drive, and more importantly, not be allowed to have their own TV shows.
Yeah, well, and it is the reason why you should keep Rosie on The View, too. They should have paid her whatever she wanted.
I don't understand why it's my fault if people spin words that you put out there or phrases that suggest things. And I gave you an opportunity 2 days ago to clarify the statement that got you in trouble on all those things. I did
that
as a friend.
That got me in trouble. As a friend, you gave me the opportunity. That was very,
why don't you clarify
that? Was very sweet of you. What I was asking is you,
yeah.
who actually knows me.
Yes.
Do you believe I think our troops are terrorists, Elizabeth?
I don't think that you. I don't
do you believe that, yes or no?
Excuse me. Let me speak.
You're going to double
okay.
speak. It's just a yes or a no.
I am not a double speaker, and I don't put suggestions out there
uh-huh.
that lead people to think things and then not answer my own question.
Girls are so stupid, aren't they? They don't even know how to have a proper argument.
I have a question to you, and you didn't answer.
I don't believe that you believe troops are terrorists. I have said that before. But when you say something like, Stinky McStinkface, 50,000 Iraqis are dead.
It's
we
true.
Invaded them. Let me finish.
You don't like
who
the facts.
Who are terrorists? I am all about facts. You know that. You tell me not
reject
to use facts.
Reject a woman,
because
and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
I like facts.
Also, weak arms.
Hide your arm the ones facts. You like. You carry
them. I don't hide. I don't
carry them. Did I or did I not give this panel a list of facts?
God.
Damn.
Now the beginning of that, and I saw a little earlier in it, Behar was the kind of the catalyst for that. She came out with a anti-George W. Bush list.
She stoked the fire.
She really stoked the fire, and then it was just off to the races with the two of them. It was fun to watch.
It's real good stuff. We got tons more, but we've got to hit a break here.
Very good.
Can I give you an update on the whole View situation?
Oh, please do, Buzz.
First of all, we don't even know if and when Rosie is coming back to The View. On her blog today, somebody asked her when she's coming back, and she said, I have no idea. Elizabeth Hasselbeck claims that despite what happened between them this week, they're still friends. And Donald Trump has jumped back in, saying that Rosie's next show will fail like her last one. And he adds that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is the dumbest woman on television.
So he's taking on both of them?
Right now he is. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Gotta love him.
Donald Trump, you know, his show gets canceled and he's still in there plugging.
Still swinging.
This was a big enough story that it was in the first half hour of the Today Show, and you should play this one last little piece of tape.
Okay.
After the show, Hasselbeck offered a truce.
So if there's tension, and obviously there was, it was dealt with in the moment, and now it's done.
Rosie's rumbled with Kelly Ripa, Kirstie Alley, Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly. There's Oprah, the Chinese, American Idol, and so-called radical Christianity. Apparently, all good for business. Since Rosie's arrival, ratings have been up, with 500,000 more viewers a day. O'Donnell leaves the broadcast in 3 weeks. Maybe she'll go out quietly. Maybe not. For today, Michael Oku, NBC News, Los Angeles.
So did they have some scintillating give and take afterwards?
A great moment with Meredith and Matt.
Here we go.
Give me something. Come on. You make your phone calls?
No, I
forgot. Meredith Vieira used to be on The View.
Remember? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you forget. I mean, she's so entrenched in today now.
So no wonder Matt Lauer says to her, give me something.
Right.
Like he doesn't say that to her every day.
All women. I like that moment.
Give me something.
I don't get involved in this. I don't know. I don't get involved. I did watch it, though. And it was hard to watch because it got very personal.
Oh,
turned from just opinion because they're both very opinionated women. They have very strong views.
Yeah.
And it got personal. But
you'd defend me if I ever got in trouble.
Never. I would not defend you. You're gone.
Yeah. That's right. It just happened to be.
Me.
Just yesterday happened to be the last day of sweeps.
Oh.
Coincidence? I don't know.
I think it is a coincidence.
Let's get a check of the weather now from Al.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I give the nod to Lauer on that one.
Me
because,
too.
I mean, Meredith is just punting it. I mean, God.
Step up, honey.
I mean, play it. I thought she doesn't do that as much as the previous host.
Step up, Jesus Christ.
God. You know what, really? Look, they're glorified local news anchors.
I mean, they're good for.
Seriously. To hold up the prizes on The Price is Right.
All women,
yes, all women.
Jobs for women.
But not the girls on The View. They got to be pretty. Only Hasselbeck could hold up something on The Price is Right.
Yeah, they would have to be pretty and coordinated because you don't want them dropping the prices.
Weak arms.
See, my wife is clumsy.
Oh, God. Okay, well, we come back from the show House. You know Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. John gets another one-day contract if she's on the phone.
Very good.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's start crossing out withdrawal symptoms.
Positive test means she tried it once. Doesn't mean she's an addict. She's only 15.
No age limit on addiction.
He's right.
She's never menstruated. Sounds like a symptom of drug addiction to me.
Or bulimia, or her age. Some girls don't start till they're mid to late teens.
Evidence to the contrary. The rounded hips. Perfectly sculpted, bountiful breasts.
Implants. I've seen some of her photos. They've grown dramatically since last summer.
Symptomatic of turning 14. 2 clinic hours says that those love apples are handcrafted by God.
Oh, I thought you didn't believe in God.
I do now.
He does now.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. They got her now? It's a good moment for our show. From House, Lisa Edelstein, who plays Cuddy.
Dr. Cuddy.
Dr. Cuddy.
Oh, so nice to have you on the show, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks. How are you?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, we're fantastic.
Yay. Hello, Lisa.
We all love your show.
We're big fans of the Greg House show.
Nice.
Big fans of yours, incidentally. Most people on that show
frankly, are indispensable. It's you and Gregory House. And beyond that, everybody is irreplaceable.
Is replaceable.
You are irreplaceable.
Dr. Cuddy, irreplaceable.
You.
Right.
You are.
That's very nice. Thank you.
You are so good on that show. When did, in your mind, did the show House turn the corner and become the big effing hit that it is?
Well, I think the minute American Idol started as our lead-in, we got to be seen by so many more eyes that the momentum started to build there. We already had some really loyal fans, but just not a lot of them. And then people started to watch it, and then the rerun started. It's been very interesting. It's really unusual for a show to grow in the way we did. I think Seinfeld did that, which is a nice comparison. But they, their first 2 years even, they were kind of off the map.
You know, whenever you've got actors that are playing these roles, I always am curious to you know, how much research is done and how closely, you know, it mirrors reality. Because you see a unit like that, I would assume that there are many hospitals across the country where you do have units like that that specialize in these infectious diseases. Did you do a lot of research, or did any of the cast, as far as trying to figure out, you know, how these people operate, and are they indeed as quirky as they're portrayed on TV?
Well, I've been playing doctor for most of my life.
Right. on TV.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, you know, not really, because, you know, I don't even think that a diagnostician is a real type of doctor.
Okay, see, I wanted to know that, because you guys do a good job.
And isn't that also really...
The science is real that we use, but there's a little bit of a stretch of imagination in order to make the hospital, the function of what we have in the hospital, real.
It's, yeah, Lisa, quite... if I could follow up on that, and we've already said we're huge fans of the show, love it since, well, we love it since everybody else loved it,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. But where do I find a hospital that has such fancy accoutrements that looks like a 4-star hotel where everybody's got big glass doors and satellite radio? I noticed that Greg House has got a satellite. That's what a fanatic I am. It's like I'm watching the show. Hey, look at the guy from Stuart Little's got a satellite radio in his office. Cool. And what was I saying?
You were just talking about the reality. We're talking about the reality of the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Where do you really find a hospital like that? Nowhere, right?
No, I don't think that's true. I think there are some very, very pricey hospitals and some pretty fancy places to stay in hospitals. But and we have some good equipment, certainly, at our hospital. We seem to have everything we need. But I don't think that that's unusual, actually.
It must be fun for your character because, you know, you say you have played doctors, and I know you've played doctors before on TV, but you're not burdened with a lot of the jargon with your particular character.
The jargon is really, you know, those medical terms were just not written. They were not created to be said in a sentence.
And the other actors have to do an awful lot of that. You really have to spar with with the good doctor every week. Right.
I get the fun sparring dialogue. It's true.
And is this going to be...
Every once in a while I have to say something annoying like anamrinone can cause arrhythmia and thrombocytopenia.
How long did it take to get that one? You got that? You still remember that one?
I have it now. I didn't have it when I had to shoot that scene.
That's great.
Lisa, I think everyone knows it ruins a great show, like on Moonlighting when they finally got together, but do you ever see the time when your character and House get together and you know, we get that scene that we've been waiting for with him rolling off? He's on top of you and he rolls off and just starts popping pain pills and you lay there.
Maybe she stops popping.
Yeah. Either way, whatever the position is.
It would be interesting as an actor for that to happen. I don't know how well it would work for the show unless it failed miserably. You know, now we know that they've slept together before, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's right. They do have the history.
What I was alluding to, though, was not that they would have your characters would have a happy ending.
Right.
Although they would
but
have a happy
ending. At least that one scene. You want that one hot scene.
That one time, because there is that. Even though your characters had the thing going between them in the past. You know,
right. You want to see it.
My God, he still wants to look down your shirt all the time, right? Right? I mean, the character...
Can I just say it? Because I'm that good.
Oh, fantastic.
Can we say that?
I do like it when he shows up, you know, on your doorstep unexpectedly. I really love that.
It's fun. Yeah, he's done it a few times this season. It's been a great season. I think they really got to explore more of their relationship. It got nice and complicated, and I love it. I love where it's going.
And now the actor that also plays another one of your love interests, he's terrific too. I forgot what his name is.
Robert Sean Leonard.
And then of course you got Hugh Laurie, who is House. And here's a real dumb guy, non-actor question for you. How cool is it to hear him go in and out? And how often does he go in and out of the American accent? I mean,
he never uses his English accent at work.
Oh, so he's in character the whole time as far as the dialect.
He's not in character, but he just doesn't switch his accent around. It's too confusing.
Now, you've been around actors. Is that, have you seen that type of thing before? Or is this a first for you?
Well, it's like I said, he's not in character. He's
right.
Still himself. He's just speaking with an American accent. And so, as Americans, you don't notice an American accent. It's just the way everybody's talking. It's more when you see him at a party or an event or something on the weekends, and he's speaking with an English accent that you notice.
Does it ever make you jealous that where you think, well, I will do like, what's her name, like Bridget Jones, like Renee Zellweger, and I will get the Cockney accent, and I will make a movie, and I will show to them that I can speak just as good. You don't think that, do you?
I don't get jealous.
No, I do.
I'll let them know that you're jealous.
Okay. We are very, we're very petty on this show.
I'm jealous that my friend Mike is monopolizing a conversation with you. Frankly.
I'll shut up. You go ahead and talk to the good lady.
You know me. I'll just tell the good lady how I watch the show like 1 inch away from the screen.
It's great. I'm glad you love it.
Are we going to see more of you in, how do I put this delicately? Will we see more of you? You know what I mean?
You mean is there physically?
Yeah. I got to say it. I'm sorry.
Less clothes?
Yeah, you know, just more of that kind of wonderful content that we all like so much on the show.
I haven't the faintest idea. They don't tell us anything, and I think that's because the writers really don't know. They're kind of exploring as they go out in the past, the actress to get attached to any one idea.
And how long do you see yourself, going with this? I mean, are you loving every minute of it?
I love it. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I love it. I've been in this business for a long time, and it's so much fun to be on a show that's this successful.
How come you were not? Excuse me, Lisa. I'm sorry. How come you were not one of the Fox people that they threw on American Idol last night? I'd much rather see you there than big dorky Brad.
I was invited, but I'm on hiatus. I'm on vacation. I ran from LA as soon as I could.
Oh, you took time. All right.
I went to a different episode. I went to the charity episode, and I brought my friend's daughter, who is 8, and we had a great time.
That's a fringe benefit. Pretty nice fringe benefit of being able to go to that.
Yeah, it really was. And in fact, Sanjaya came to visit. He had been voted off the week before, and he came to visit, and she was in love with Sanjaya. And at some point, there was a break. We were in this waiting area, and Sanjaya was standing right there, and she wanted his autograph, and I was too embarrassed to ask. I don't know how to ask for autographs. It's not something that I do. And one of the guys on the press line who usually interviews us saw my problem and said, just give her to me, and he got the autograph.
Oh, good. Well, you succeeded. That's the important part.
You know, Lisa, I think you mentioned it with the lead-in of American Idol. It is incredibly important to the success of your show, but you guys have now become your own entity where I like it when they rerun the episodes on nights it's not supposed to be on, and I was upset that it wasn't on last week for that stupid Steven Spielberg show. What do you think the odds are, because you know certainly more than we do about TV, Fox has got a great show in your show, it's a hit show, they could put that on another night, and you could line them up, you have American Idol on one night, you have House on the next night. Do you guys ever think about your time slot?
We do, but as far as I know, they're keeping us paired up with American Idol. They really like the pairing. I know that for the first half of the season, it's always paired up with a new show because American Idol doesn't start till January. So we'll be led in by a brand new show for the first 6 or 8 episodes, and then American Idol will start. We also have won the night of the Super Bowl.
Oh. Yeah, that's a big
thing. But they're going to show our show after the Super Bowl, which will be an off night. It won't be a normal night for Fox, for House, but it'll be a great night for us to be on.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There's a lot of people that love the show, love the writing on the show, love the fact that it's not dumbed down for, for BM eaters like us.
Mm-hmm.
Love the fact that it's got all of the technical stuff that I like on other shows like CSI, but I really enjoy the interplay between all the characters, and you're fantastic. I would eat the crumbs out of your bed.
I'll let you know when I have some.
All right, Lisa, you're fantastic, and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
She's hot as balls. Thanks for being on, honey.
And bye.
Come in, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lisa Edelstein.
I like her. I like her.
Love
a lot.
Her. She's probably good in bed.
Oh, yeah.
She's real good
very
in bed.
Very unique looking. Very, very, very exotic and very sexy.
Normally, I got to tell you, I don't go for that look.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, normally, I'm like I'm a Kelly Pickler type.
Oh, you're killing me.
I like him a little more all-American looking.
I did get a little ramped up for her, didn't I? I was, yes, that's my look.
I
like
know
that.
Absolutely.
I like that look.
Tell me, friend.
I really do.
It's her, and it's kind of that chick on CSI New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's also kind of that.
Yes, yeah. My Karakonides or whatever her name is. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I know you.
Sure. We know you.
Sure.
Always. Would have loved to have her in the studio, but you can't have everything, baby.
Sure, boy.
She's on hiatus, and I really fought with all of my marrow just not to say, so, what are you doing right now? I was really going to ask you, what are you doing right now? Because that's when it scares them, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you in your kitchen?
What are you wearing?
Stop it, Mike. Stop. Please. Behave yourself.
You know? She's another one, though, that we've had on from one of those TV shows that seems to be not so full of themselves.
Yeah, they're all down to, you know what they are? What we've had a tremendous amount of on this show this year are what we call journeyman actors. I mean, people that have been in the business working actors for years and years, but God, they don't know from one day to the next. I think that keeps them humble.
Yep. Well, I think it's good that she mentioned the fact, hey, they got a hell of a lead in the American Idol, because at least here on our station in Washington, don't we thank our God or Buddha, whatever you pray to, every day that Bill O'Reilly is on before us?
Yeah. We would be nothing without that leaving.
Sometimes you just got to suck it up and say the truth.
Yeah.
The Bill O'Reilly radio show is the American Idol of radio. It is simply an engine that will not be stopped.
Absolutely. And we are just very thankful that, you know, when Bill goes on hiatus, that they let our show on in and around the Super Bowl.
And here is what is so frustrating. Here's a little behind-the-scenes glimpse at radio.
Good.
Our company, CBS, the president, Dan Mason, was here a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Dan and his Prince Valiant haircut.
Hey!
Good guy. We had a meeting with him. He's a good guy, big fan of the show, blah, blah, blah. He's making all of these incredible changes around the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's fixing all the things that they effed up.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like today in New York, the talk station, the free FM.
Mm-hmm.
He blew it up real good.
Real good.
He blew it up. It's just going to be Opie and Anthony and then guys playing a box of records.
Wonderful. As it should be.
He fixed the station in Chicago, the talk station in Chicago. Mm-hmm. The station in San Francisco that was getting no ratings. He said, you don't have to be free FM, and I'm canceling that station. The station in Baltimore. He said, you don't have to be free FM, and he dicked with the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
You know the only station that's left that's still calling itself free FM?
There's only one?
The one that we're on. Well, there's a couple left.
Uh-huh.
But also, we're still running Bill O'Reilly in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, really, if you are looking to fix the most obvious flaws that you have in the product you're delivering.
So you're saying you want our lead-in to be eliminated?
Yeah, Mike, I think we would do better. Our show would do better. Our listeners will do. I almost sound like in Tommy Boy. It's a muffler. You could ask me.
It's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, well, I could take a crap in a box and mark it 100% guaranteed. No, we would. Everyone would benefit if they played a record before our show.
Yeah.
I still in this day and age cannot imagine that anyone's going to go, oh, you know what's a really good lineup? How about Opie and Anthony, then Bill O'Reilly, then Don and Mike? Yeah.
Perfect.
There's like 10 hours in a row that I could listen to the radio because that's consistent programming.
And how long have we been dealing with this wonderful lead-in? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. It is like that gigantic piece of cement that Anthony Soprano put around his neck. Except, again, just like that, it's not enough to drown the station.
Not enough room, right.
Not enough. It's just enough to keep the station until Michael Hughes comes running out and pulls Bill O'Reilly out of the pool. Of course, I'm speaking in metaphors here, but who gives a frig?
It would be similar to House having a lead-in of that police show with LaToya Jackson that I like so bad.
Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous, thank you for remembering.
Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous right before House on Fox.
So, memo from the Don and Mike show to CBS Radio.
Uh-huh.
Dear guys, how are you? We are fine.
We are fine as wine.
We have noticed that you are changing many free FM stations and blowing up the formats. Please get rid of Bill O'Reilly. The only reason that Bill O'Reilly is currently being heard in the midday position on the station in Washington, still known as Free FM, mm-hmm. is because he had a deal with the guy who used to be the president of the company.
Used to be.
Who got fired because he did such a crappy job. So why are you still running Bill O'Reilly? I mean, it seems...
How about we can't condense the memo? Can we condense the memo?
Yes, please.
All right. Dear Suits, mm-hmm. we're waiting.
I'll right. go with that.
Yeah, like, why not?
You know.
I
mean,
I think that'll
that.
Be cool.
You know. Hello there, Don and Mike.
What's up?
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Yeah, we are. Hello.
What's up, my buddies?
Hi there, my buddy.
Oh, Don, I wanted to thank you for sharing your little mouth-breathing brother with us this morning. That was very, very enjoyable.
Hey, nobody talks about my brother like that. Screw
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. Mike, I have a question.
Bye!
No, don't get to ask me a question after you insult my buddy's brother. That ain't the way that works, you know. Because, you know, when you work with a guy as long as I work with Don, even though I ain't Ken, it's kind of like being Ken. So knock that crap off.
Ian. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, and incidentally, this is a good time to remind myself I will not be saying anything bad to the callers today.
Hello.
I'm going to discipline
myself.
Hi, guys.
Myself.
Hi there.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, in my opinion, if you guys need to fix anything, it's that piece of crap show that's on right after yours.
Hold on. I've got to beg to differ. The show that's on after us on Free FM here in D.C. is awful, but it's nothing like Bill O'Reilly, which is like nails on a chalkboard, and at least the piece of S show that's on after us is something that you could remotely say is lifestyle oriented.
Even Liddy was quirky and had enough weird moments
right.
where he could even pass because he was enough of a personality. The O'Reilly thing, it just, look, it has its place on the whatever television network he's on, if he's on the Fox network, mm-hmm. and on maybe a business station.
An AM station.
You know, an AM station, but it doesn't fit the format. That's the whole point.
He belongs on the same station that Imus used to be on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
At least here in D.C., the station right. that doesn't show up in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I should know we're on tons of those stations around
we
the country.
We are indeed.
So anyway, have we answered your question or solved your problem?
Well, no.
Thank you for the call. Thank
glad
you
we can help.
Bye!
Thanks for calling the Don and Mike helpline.
You know, it's funny, and I hear people say things about that show that comes on after us. I have only one word for that show. Well, one half of that show.
What is that, Mike?
Intoxicating.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Milady is intoxicating.
I hear you.
Hello, Michelle.
Nice job. Not that she's had one.
Oh, no. I see. It's just a thought.
Needs one.
Thought I was looking at Jack Bauer's father.
James
Cromwell. Did you check out that big freaking Carl Malden nose on the end of the face of Babe in the City?
Yeah.
The guy on 24 Monday Night?
When we talked about it the other day, I was saying it reminded me of a clown face. Like a Halloween mask. His face was a Halloween mask.
Almost like, what's the clown from the Stephen King book?
Pennywise. Yeah, he had that almost a Halloween mask quality to his face.
His nose looks like a sailfish. He got the same shape.
Oh, you know, and while we're on the subject, since you brought it up, because I don't want to retread what we were talking about the other day, but we were having this discussion, and I would welcome your input on it,
yeah.
because we were speculating as to, I was saying there's every chance in the world that, Grandpa's not dead.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Thank you.
They never showed him being killed on that tower.
He was right next to the raft that was next to the oil rig. Mm-hmm.
And
Rob insists that he's dead.
He's dead.
Well, no, he's not.
Well, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
There was no evidence to prove that he would be dead. I mean, and he was shot in the shoulder.
Right. Jack Bauer left him just laying there.
They had to hustle to get off the oil rig.
Just like with Devane.
Uh-huh.
Devane wasn't dead.
Right.
But Devane wasn't shot.
No, Duvain was only driving his car off a cliff and drove into a lake.
But all the windows were rolled up.
He has gills.
I just don't get it.
Remember,
God.
He has gills.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. One last call. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well, my friend.
I actually wanted to comment on the lineup. I listen in York, Pennsylvania, and you guys come on ESPN Radio.
And I just wanted to say I thought that was a good mix with all the sports. It's a nice break.
We've always mixed well on sports radio.
Yeah, we're on a lot of sports stations. That's a good call. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Yeah. The whole Bill O'Reilly thing. I mean, let's speak frankly about it.
All right.
He had a deal with Joel Hollander, who was the president of this company, mm-hmm. and part of his deal was that he would be cleared on this radio station in Washington, D.C.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's been on this station for about 2 years, and he cannot suck enough ass. The station doesn't get a one share when he's on.
Right, exactly.
The only reason he's on is because it's vanity, because mm-hmm. they could go out in his selling materials and say, look, he's on a big free FM station.
Right.
And why are you still calling it free FM?
Come on!
And how come nobody remembers when I said, when you did this asinine move a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. that you are throwing away a lifetime of call letters that people have come to know and expect for a stupid idea that just like an F you to Howard Stern,
right? Mm-hmm.
The whole thing calling it free FM because you don't pay for it,
right?
It's not satellite radio.
It's where it came from.
Really?
People have such a short memory, they don't realize that's really where it all came from.
That guy, Joel Hollander, really, I swear to God, had half a brain. Really, that guy,
mm-hmm.
in the year that he had the job running CBS Radio, he made more bad moves than George Bush has made during the entire Iraq war.
Yeah, and we were sitting here for all of them. And we had a great relationship with him, though. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't have a bad relationship with him. We had no relationship
with him.
Right. Never saw the guy.
Right. Just jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around, going to appearances, being Mr. Big Shot.
Right.
This jerk would, like, go to the Consumer Electronics Show
yeah.
and get up on stage with Les Moonves, the real president of CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to be a swinging dick.
Oh, right. Sure. Wanted to be the man. The
guy wanted to get his picture in all the trade magazines. Hey, I'm Joel Hollander.
Right.
Hey, I'm the guy that came up with free FM.
Woohoo! How's that working out?
How'd that work out for you?
God.
Thanks for leaving us O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Hollander.
Note to suits. We're waiting.
Okay. Got a break. Be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly. How you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backs down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No, that
because
be
Garrison
nice.
on the screen here it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal against you, but it'll be a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
You're going
to
hear a giant sucking sound.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh,
well now.
Here's some Simon Cowell.
This is the year I decided that on American Idol, once I've done, which will be 10 series, I think it's then time to bring in new people, because I think, you know, 10 years is a long, long time, you know, and we've just got to make the next three great.
It's the BME Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
That's Cowell. I think he's got the time about right. He's getting out. After three more years of American Idol, when it should be just trickling out. Hey, how you doing, dude?
Yeah, I'm getting out sooner.
Really?
You missed her. I'm done.
What
I'm over. No, off you go. It's no, hear me out. I'm leaving.
Ooh.
No, shut up.
Ooh.
Shut up. Please let me talk. I'm leaving sooner than 3 years. The show is over. It doesn't have any more legs, and I think it's time to go. And I think it's appropriate now, after what I would conclude was the worst season that we've ever had, with the most incredible lack of talent, and also the single worst two finalists that I've ever witnessed on Idol.
This moment last night. Tell me if this is the low moment of your life.
Well, there's so many of them.
This is Joe Perry.
Girl, you really got
the great Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
What I'm doing.
Out with Sangina.
Girl, you really got me now.
What were you thinking, Simon?
What was that? I can't possibly describe just how horrible it was. An embarrassment. It doesn't belong on national television, and it doesn't belong in this competition. I didn't think you don't bring... No, no, shut up! Shut up and let me talk! I want to talk. 14 months hence, I shall take a lover and retire to a lagoon. I've got more money than I'd ever want. I'm bored with the show. I'm sick of smelling Paula.
That's my new favorite part.
I don't want to do that. I don't
believe... Your reaction to the booing.
I don't...
Just like Simon
Cowell.
Let
me finish. No, let me talk. Shut up. Shut up, please. Now, where was I?
Have a nice class at SPFU.
I was talking about the fact that I think that what you have here is a complete breakdown of the system that I set up that all the contestants were part of early on, and I just find the show so totally uninspiring and boring. It's not worth it to watch it anymore, and that's why, you know, the little nymphette, Ryan Seacrest, he would look down at me several times during the season. He'd say, Simon, you look bored. Of course I look bored. How could I look any other way than bored? It was a tragedy.
Are you aware?
The show was, yes.
When you lean forward like that, I can see right down your blouse.
No, shut up. Shut up. Let me talk. Let me finish. And I grow ever so weary of Randall Jackson. Dog. I don't feel it. It was just all right for me. Why am I the single individual that has to come up with new and innovative concepts for speaking to the contestants and giving them their evaluations? No, shut up. No. Quiet. Quiet. You'll have your chance. This is what I'm talking about. Listening to all of you. Listen to all of you. Shut up. Shut up.
Suck.
Thank you so much. You suck. You suck, and you shouldn't be even in the building. I could have you removed.
What were you thinking when Bette Midler came out last night? Did you think, my God, how could this get any worse?
Pathetic.
Mm. Yes.
I thought everything was pathetic. It seemed that we took very established artists, and we actually gave them a chance to come on the show, and every single one of them played down to the level... Of a shut up, let me finish. Please, let me finish. Idiots, rabble, scum from the streets that they wheel in here to the Kodak Theater.
Eat one.
I thought of a three-day-old trout when I saw Bette Midler. I thought every single... They may have been superstars in their day, but now what they're reduced to is just shilling whatever particular thing they're going to sell. And I know that Bette Midler has a contract to replace Celine Dion in the theater in Las Vegas, and that is why she was on the program. And I thought, shut up! Let me talk! Let me talk.
How many of the female contestants? Simon.
Yes.
How many of the female contestants did you bang this year?
None.
None of them.
For the first time. Shut up. Let me tell him. No, there were none. After the lady with the legs was offended at my comment about the fact that her outfits...
Haley Sacramento.
Yes, Haley Sacramento. I knew that my chances were nil. I knew I would not have a chance, so I resorted to the old regular Paula. And we know how horrible that is. And yes, she's quiet, please. She's had a nose job. I know she's had a nose job. You know she's had a nose job. She stepped on her chihuahua. I think that her chihuahua was, that was just a complete fabrication. No one steps on a chihuahua. It doesn't happen like that. She said that she was trying to avoid something, and then what was Tulip, her chihuahua,
right,
that was there? It's not right. Oh, Tony Bennett looked like an infected duffel bag with a toupee. Shut up! He's old! Sorry, he's old. Thought I'd let you know.
Hey, you did.
There's a little something, a little barometer for the real world. He's old. He's an old man. Shouldn't be performing any longer. Oh, I'm so frightfully bored.
You did get out of that Bush baby thing.
The Bush baby was a completely legitimate comment. There was no need for an apology. The problem is, in the UK, we have a tendency to, mispronounce things that you pronounce differently here. So that, of course, I believe that everything that I pronounce is correct over in the UK, and it should be correct here, but there's different dialects, And that's exactly why we ran into that problem. But
how many? How many of the male contestants did you get along with this year?
Three.
Can I guess?
Quiet! Let me tell him! It's my time to talk about the males that I had sex with.
Was it Chris Sly?
Chris Sly, yeah, that's the wild card. Now, see, you've always had a really... I'm going to give you a compliment. I think this is one of the few times you've really been spot on as far as knowing the male contestants that I've had sex with. And I think, really, this is your one of your best performances ever. And off you go.
Thank you.
It was Chris Sly. It was the other Chris from Virginia with the
Chris Richardson,
and of course Sangina.
Shut up!
You would too. You would have sex with him as well.
Yes.
Of course you would. You know you would. And I did. Uh-huh. So if you had the opportunity, you would too. So if you're keeping score, and very good job, Don. None of the women, three of the men this year. Hopefully next year, because I am bisexual. Being bisexual, I hope that I have many more opportunities for my next year. But I'm really ready to give up the crumpet. I'm just I'm totally over the show. I think it's very, very sad. And we're not generating in the United States. You're not providing us with any real people. Shut your mouth. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth, all right.
Simon Cowell.
I'm over here.
Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Paula Abdul, vaginal odor, true or false?
Well, don't ask me whether it's... Now, see, that's what you do. You have an opportunity, like you said, was Chris Sly the first man that you slept with, and you're right on, and then with your second performance, you come by and you ask me about her odor, and you say, does she have any? No, that's not the question. Mm-hmm. The question, Don, is what you should ask me is on a scale of 1 to 10. You should get right to the grading system.
How bad?
Because we all know she has it.
Oh.
We all know she has it. Of course she has it. It's just a question of how much.
She stepped on
a chihuahua, which is a lie. It was a nose job that she was having. And Gladys Knight made me sick in my carriage.
Oh.
It was horrible. Everything was horrible. I thought the whole show... The only thing that I liked was the band. And they're talented musicians, but the arrangements are disastrous. I just don't care for it. I really do. If I come back, it will be very, very fortuitous for American Idol, but not fortuitous for me.
Boom!
Shut up! Shut your mouths! Please leave me alone and let me talk. I'm just telling him the truth. That's what you want to hear.
That's why
I'm on the show. It's the truth.
I like it when your mum was on TV.
Uh-huh. Oh, hot.
Oh, we don't go there.
Your mum is hot as balls.
No, that's not nice. Now, you're being mean, and I don't want mean. You know, if you're going to do that, get Seacrest. You know, go out on a boat with Seacrest, and you can have a mean contest, all right? Really, I think you're all out of line with that. You're totally wrong. Totally wrong. Smokey Robinson got the second base with me.
Oh, wow.
That's right. We compared notes. He likes to wear the same kind of blouses that I do. And we also agreed that
boo.
There's... Boo what?
Boo on that.
Boo on you, you know? Somebody ought to raid your closet sometime. How about that? I bet you've never had your breasts felt.
No, I haven't.
Huh? There's nothing quite like it, especially from another man. Don't knock it unless you've tried it, all right? I know it. I've tried it many, many times.
Shut up
telling the truth. Truth hurts. You don't know what you're talking about, Rob. You're wrong. You're always wrong. Always have been. You know.
Under the shirt
all the way. That's the only way to do it.
I just say that, you know.
You know.
You know.
You know. You know about chihuahuas. Which I think, if I come back to this show, will you watch? Are you planning on watching it next year?
Am I a retard? Of course I'll watch it.
All right. Off you go, then. I'll be on next year, no problem at
thank
all.
Thank you, Simon.
Y'all take care.
Thank you.
You all take care. I sounded like a Southern gentleman.
You all.
Wonderful. I'm going to have some man's ears made this afternoon in New York City. So off you go. Got to go now. Take care. Shut up! I saw Joe Perry's short hairs. Awful.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
I agree.
And so long, Lakeisha.
Yeah.
I'll miss your luscious lips. I love kissing you.
Stop the music. Stop.
Let's say hi to Rob Spiewak and our bigger band.
Yeah, there they are. All right. All right, off you go.
Boo.
It's ridiculous. You boo, you.
Boo.
Shut up. Let me finish. I'm finishing. Like I finished with all the boys this year.
Both,
Sly,
yeah.
Richardson, and Malikov.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Well, that is real last name.
Yeah, it's close enough for government work.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Sam.
How are you?
How are you? I'm fine.
You going to have a good one today?
I think so, yeah.
Every newscast has to be top shelf in this competition. We're not here to dawdle.
I understand.
Is he attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up!
Boo
you! I'm telling the truth. Make your own fun. Go into your own kissing booth.
Who are you going to vote for, Buzz Burbank or Neil Augenstein?
Oh, of course, Augenstein. Always.
Boo.
Shut up!
We'll be back with Buzz and Neil.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And
one, two, one, two, three, four.
Keep singing.
One, two, three, four. Oh, I had a Polish carny father from Sacramento.
The Don and Mike Show.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
And lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's my fault. I should have reset the machine. I was looking at our website, DonAndMikeWebsite.com. We got a really great webmaster. What's his name again?
I think it's Craig. Something like that.
Craig the webmaster. He's got a great cape.
His name is Guy, and he's fantastic.
Guy Webb.
Actually, he's got a really good thing here about Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Mm-hmm.
You realize the movie opens tonight, 2 hours from now.
Right.
And then, like, it's everywhere?
Yep, you can go see it starting tonight.
Right.
The advance reviews are out. I'm reading this from what he's posted on our website.
Okay.
The movie is almost 3 hours long.
Wow.
Convoluted. Complicated plot.
Oh, boy.
Negotiations between pirates that no one can follow. Here are some quotes from Rotten Tomatoes. That's a good site.
Okay.
It doesn't matter whether you've seen the first two Pirates movies or not. You'll be confused. Newsday says Pirates of the Caribbean is a lukewarm mix of secret agendas, double crossings, tricky alliances, backstabbings, political conspiracies, warring factions, none of which is the least bit captivating or, by and large, comprehensible.
Ouch.
Village Voice hates it. 56% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not a good score.
Well, my kids will like it. What does Larry King say?
I think it's the best.
Hold on. Larry King said,
why do you favor rape?
That's what he said.
And Joel Siegel gives it a rave.
Of course. Well,
mm-hmm.
Take a look at Joel Siegel. Enough said.
He likes everything.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hey, it's over for you, Mike Myers, and your fat bastard voice.
Yes,
I hope you enjoyed your 1 week at the top.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how do you do, Buzz? I know you got to get out of here to go see your Pirates of the Caribbean tonight.
Yes, please.
Are they going to have that guy with the octopus face again?
Yeah, he's back.
Jones.
He's in it again?
Baby Jones.
All right, good.
He's a daydream believer.
He has a locker. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
With the summer vacation season set to begin tomorrow, we're being told that there'll be even more flight delays this year than last, and last year was a record setter.
Shut up!
In fact, we're already on track to pass last year's mark of 500,000 flight delays. For one thing, there's more air traffic this year and fewer traffic controllers. The National Weather Service says it's going to be an extra stormy summer, which can only make things worse. And although it won't help much, the FAA has some new software that it hopes will at least keep the delays from getting even worse. One set of new software allows pilots more freedom to choose between delays or detours. The other new software helps controllers manage and hopefully maximize runway space for the most efficient use of time.
But we have fewer controllers.
We do, because they're having negotiation problems with the government, and a lot of the guys who have the opportunity to retire and get out are doing so, so we're running a little short of controllers
right
now.
You've got to go buy some wireless controllers.
They
kick ass. I mean, once you get a wireless, you'll never go back.
That's
what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, they're the best.
Sure, boy.
It's also expected to be a record summer for snake bites. Just because we clear land for housing developments doesn't mean the snakes move somewhere else. We've already had more snake bites than usual this year, and it's early in the season. In Los Angeles, the number of snake bites has tripled. Of the 45,000 snake bites in the U.S. each year, 8,000 are venomous.
Speaking of snakes,
huh?
I was going to say hi to our agents.
they're out there listening right now.
Yeah.
Hello, boys. Slither back into your office.
Yeah, all of them on the floor on their bellies like reptiles.
With their tongues. That's how they actually can sense who you are. Mm-hmm. They actually feel you with their tongue.
They're going out. Each of them going to eat a mouse for dinner.
Or two. It's fun, really, after you have lunch with them to watch the... Yeah, you know, the whole carcass go down the length of their body. Mm-hmm.
Where's Copperhead Ephraim? he's just a garden Ephraim.
Garden Ephraim. And then, of course, we've got Viper Elliot.
And imagine if it wasn't the Garden of Eden, if it was the Garden of Ephraim.
Oh, that would be
and
insane.
If our agent was somehow involved with the creation of the universe.
I bet everybody would be frolicking around, and they'd be totally nude, except they'd be wearing sandals and black socks.
Don't eat that apple, guys.
Stay cool.
Don't eat it.
Hospitals around the country are being advised to stock up on anti-venom, especially this year. And speaking of snake bit, you could have seen this one coming up the interstate. Oprah's dad has decided to put on hold his reported plans to write a tell-all book about
his daughter. I remember coming home once. And my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Well, don't act like one,
though. Mm-hmm. The book came as a surprise to Oprah this week. She says she had a good relationship with her dad.
We're all very concerned about Oprah.
Nashville barber Vernon Winfrey says he was not talked out of it by Oprah. Quoting him, it's just on hold right now, okay?
What is it with the famous people and fathers with the first name Vernon?
Vernon.
You know, we got Oprah, Elvis.
Mm-hmm. And Vernon says he hasn't decided yet if he'd be willing to collaborate with his daughter in the writing of the book, which, of course, would change the book entirely.
I'm just waxing nostalgic for the diarrhea tapes. Mm-hmm. Anytime Oprah was on the show.
And she'd be really stressed out.
Oh, baby. Sam Stedman Graham.
The bathroom chronicle.
Please come out, baby. And it was always Regis in the bathroom.
Yes.
She's going to be fine.
Talking her out.
Calm down there, Oprah.
Oh, baby. I hear those sick poops.
Very, very bad. Come on, sweetheart. It's going to be fine. Come with me to New Orleans. But you got to imagine that with tons of diarrhea.
And he's the guy, remember, who had to go to a kind of rehab for slurism. Now, the storyline in the show indicated that Washington would be staying. But then in the last episode of the season, his character, Dr. Burke, suddenly moved away. ABC says he'll probably be back, just not as a regular. Not the way things stand now in his contract negotiations. Washington's agent's a little more optimistic than that. Quoting a source, the cast, especially the women, just don't like him. They reportedly believe he should have been fired when the controversy first flared.
Grey's Anatomy reminds me, because you watch that show.
I do.
Last night we had a parting of the ways. We were all collectively, as a family, myself, my son, my brother, his wife, my girlfriend, watching American Idol. 9 o'clock, my son said, see you guys later. He had an appointment with the season finale of Lost.
Yes. And okay, he watches that regularly.
Yeah, I loved it. And I was curious. I don't watch the show.
I don't watch Lost.
Bart was satisfied with the ending. Were you satisfied with the season then? I don't watch the show. I don't know anything about it.
For those of us who were about to give up or had considered giving up, this was the one that I think brought us back and will bring us back for next year. It made some good turns and got better, I think.
All right. That's two in a row then for that one.
Feel good about that.
I'll never watch it, though. I've always felt lost. I'm lost.
I'm lost.
It is totally lost. You know, but seriously, at the beginning of the year, they put a show on.
Yeah, recap.
For idiots that had not watched the previous episodes.
Catch up.
And I didn't like that. Huh. And so then I was going to jump on board this year, and then I never jumped on board. And I still feel like I'm missing something when you hear these good reviews about Lost. I wish I'd been there from the very, very beginning. You know how it is with TV shows?
No.
Sometimes if you don't jump on at the beginning, you can't come in midstream. You just can't come into
it. And also, that's what, at least for me, is like, when I saw the premise, it was like, okay, it's kind of like Castaway, except maybe there's like Martians or big dinosaurs or some monster on this thing. It was like, okay. For you, it was like, and I went, come on, please. Give me something new and fresh like American Idol.
Sure. But you do have that feeling of emptiness.
That's what I like, Buzz.
You have that feeling of emptiness no matter what, and it's frustrating. You know, I felt the same way with According to Jim, that I didn't get at the very, very beginning.
Come in on the middle.
No, you can't do it anymore.
That's not funny.
I know, because somebody likes that show.
Why don't you just get some Morton salt and pour it in the wound? I think you and I both know that the greatest show ever, according to Jim, was canceled.
Not on the schedule, right. It's a miracle that the funniest brother, had his show canceled. I don't get it.
And I'm glad that we can finally come out publicly and say that.
Right, yeah.
The right Belushi died. Right.
Sure.
You got me?
It's about time the world accepted that. Funniest brother had his show canceled. Second funniest brother had his ticket canceled.
Blues Brothers 2, way better than Blues Brothers 1.
Oh, yeah.
And Blues Brothers with Jim and with the fat guy from Roseanne.
Yeah, John Goodman.
Much better than Aykroyd and the less talented Belushi.
They will. It isn't nice to gossip. By some interpretations, it's even one of those Judeo-Christian Bible Ten Commandments. And in Hooksett, New Hampshire, gossip can get you fired.
What a great name for a town.
Hooksett.
Tell you what I heard.
What?
I heard that new intern of ours has VD.
Wow.
I'm just gossip.
That's how rumors get started.
That's a little Matt gossip right there.
Well, Polish VD.
The worst kind. In Hooksett, New Hampshire.
He got it everywhere except on his genital. Backwards VD. Polak VD.
It's everywhere.
Four town workers in Hooksett have been given their walking papers after being interviewed by a lawyer who was hired by the city to find out who was saying what about whom. In the case of these four employees, there was apparently talk about a town administrator and a female employee. The four who got fired said they didn't talk about it much, said they didn't think it was true, that they weren't the only ones talking about it, and that they didn't start the rumor. The firings wiped out two entire city departments in Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Wow.
Still, out the door they went, raising questions about free speech and just plain fairness.
Hooking up in Hooksett.
The ex-employees are now known as the Hooksett Four, and the rumor hasn't gone away.
Mm-hmm. He who hooks it gets it.
They're still fired.
Who smelt it, dealt it.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Bowl and liquor.
I normally don't do that side of it.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Me either. Nice being on
we
that
did
side.
It for the first time. We always screw it
it's
up.
It's always the other way around.
Yay, good for us.
Yay, good for us. That's our triumph.
Hooray. That's our triumph for today.
You can and should, however, get fired from your job for trying to steal your company's century-old trade secrets and selling them to the competition, especially if you're a secretary at the Coca-Cola Company. 42-year-old Joya Williams is going to federal prison for 8 years.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
For plotting to steal the secrets of Coke and sell them to Pepsi. The judge in Atlanta, where Coke has its worldwide headquarters, that's like being a judge in Orlando, isn't it? He gave Williams even more prison time than prosecutors had recommended. Ms. Williams was reportedly looking to make at least $1.5 million from her betrayal.
Well, would it really matter at this stage?
At this stage, I wouldn't
People
think so.
Either like Pepsi or they like Coke. They're all, I mean, we're firmly entrenched in that. What would it matter?
I don't know. And when Pepsi has made products that taste like Coke, it didn't go well. So
Right. Why
don't they just leave well enough alone?
And in this day of chemical analysis, can't anything be broken down chemically where you can kind of figure out what's going on?
You know, I'm still a believer. Mike, call me a dreamer.
Brandon, your brand name, Donnie, I know.
But I still want to think that there is some Coca-Cola magic in Atlanta, Georgia. Some secret bit of, you know, Mike, it might just be a little bit of unicorn dust. A little bit of
Coca-Cola.
Magic unicorn dust.
That's right. Magic unicorn dust is the secret ingredient.
Something they put in Atlanta, GA. In the ATL.
But they left it out of New Coke when that came out.
Hey, Regis, how are you?
All right, well, I'm ready for a little trip.
Have fun in New Orleans with me.
By the way, this woman, Joya Williams, never succeeded in her plan to steal from Coke and give to Pepsi. Now she and her accomplice have to split Coke's legal fees of $80,000.
I mean, you figure Kentucky Fried Chicken, if they're only 11 herbs and spices.
How hard can it be?
I mean, really, I mean, how hard is it to break that down?
Yes, six of them.
And haven't they written books about it, too, where you can make your own?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie the Joke Man writes. She got canned.
I get it.
Yeah. I liked it. I did.
That's why I gave him credit.
I liked it.
Thank you, Jackie.
You got canned.
That's very nice.
Oh, and here's today's a helpful hint for using less gasoline. No, you know what? I tell you what, I'm going to save it for when we get back.
Oh, come on. Shoot your wad. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
it's a pretty big secret.
Can you do it in less than like 20? It's only 20 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, I think I can do it.
Okay, hold on.
Break. All right.
I'm just thinking of you. Go ahead.
All right. Here's the secret for using less gasoline.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
She got canned.
Mike?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Krakow?
The Don and Mike Show.
Every track, real name.
Simply Cow Teeth.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Go around the outside.
Look who's back. Hi, Buzz Mathers.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Patch it up with your mama, Buzz.
All right. Here's today's helpful hint.
Yes.
For using less gasoline.
Oh, right. We were going to hear that before you were interrupted by the sponsor.
Make sure you're sitting down for this.
Okay.
Only make right turns. UPS ought to know.
Couldn't work in NASCAR.
No. They only make left turns.
Right.
Constantly. UPS has 88,000 trucks on the road, so it tries to conserve gas and money wherever it can. A consumer specialist found that theory works, the theory employed by UPS. It works up to a point. The specialist says going up and back down a street, if you only make right-hand turns for your various stops, it can actually sometimes take more time, according to this study, than making the occasional left. So apparently it's not always the most efficient way to go.
Why would
But UPS chooses that. They say it saves gasoline.
Excuse my naked stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Why would turning a vehicle either right or left have anything to do with gas mileage?
I don't know, Mike.
I'm thinking about my commute, uh-huh. And I literally do that.
You make all right-hand turns?
I can. I can all the way home.
It would reduce your distance because you're crossing less lanes of traffic. I mean, mm-hmm. It would have to be on a very small scale. But if you turn right, you just go around the corner. But if you're turning left, you have to cross the lane.
I have to make one left turn into my driveway.
Uh-huh.
The whole way home, I can do it.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That I can do it.
That means you'd have to stay in one travel lane the whole way home, right?
Yeah.
As he does.
As I do religiously.
Every night.
Every single night.
I'm there to back you up on that.
As soon as he sets his cruise control on 53.
So does that negate the whole thing if you make one left turn?
I don't think so, and I don't really know. All I know is that UPS has revealed that they instruct their drivers to try to plan their route so that they only make right turns in the interest of saving gasoline.
Hmm.
That's all I know. I'm just passing
like
it along.
BS, bull crap to me.
UPS, 88,000 trucks. They're
That's
pretty sure.
BS.
Oh, you know what they say about guys with long fingers? They score higher
on... They really can pick more boogers.
They score higher on SAT tests. That's the answer. They score higher on SATs. Yeah. Actually, for boys and girls, the ones with longer fingers get better SAT scores.
Well, then Arsenio Hall should be a genius.
He should be.
Now,
just big ET fingers.
University of Bath in England studied American kids and found the ones with... Now, pay attention because you may want to play along with this. Mm-hmm. The ones who had ring fingers that were longer than their index finger. If your ring finger is longer than your index finger, you will likely score better on math than on verbal. Longer index fingers than ring fingers. If your index finger is longer than your ring finger, it means you'll likely score better on verbal than you will on math.
Did it say anything about jewelry cleaners?
No, it didn't.
All right.
What if your index finger is smaller than your ring finger?
Okay, that means you're better at math than verbal, according to this study.
If this finger's shorter than this one?
This is the index finger.
12 ring? Times 4 is 48.
Ring mm-hmm. ring fingers that are longer than
Thank
index
you,
fingers.
Rob, that would be index
That's good math.
Smaller than ring fingers.
Okay, ring fingers that are longer than index fingers, that's strong on math. Index fingers that are longer than ring fingers are stronger on verbal.
Which is the index finger?
Well, this is your index finger.
Your first finger.
And first finger.
The finger that index the finger ring. That you use.
That one. I use that one sometimes. I literally use that one.
Yeah.
Really?
The finger doesn't enter into
on
it.
Somebody special. I mean, if you're just duking around yourself, you just use your first finger.
Yeah, I use the first finger.
Right.
I think so.
If you're digging around.
I use this one sometimes.
The third one? Your ring finger?
The back, one back from the pinky.
That's your ring
finger?
For,
like, cleaning.
Really?
And sometimes the whole hand. There's more.
You should be a proctologist.
I'm trying to think
that's
he's checking, he's testing.
No, this one.
That finger.
It's your FU finger.
Yep, that's the one I use for that one.
Well, that one doesn't enter into this equation.
It enters something sometimes.
I was just like watching Animal Planet.
It was, sort of, wasn't it?
Watching an animal clean itself.
Now, here's more. Researchers also found that finger length is tied to the amount of testosterone and or estrogen that you're exposed to inside your mother's womb. The more testosterone you're exposed to there, the longer your ring finger. therefore, the better the math and the more aggressive you are because of the testosterone. Now, if you're a woman and you have the longer ring finger, it also means you're more likely to be lesbian.
Nothing wrong with that, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Unless your name is Charlie Stossel.
Now, let's talk about the other folks.
Yeah, but everybody's seen Rosie's little sausages.
Let's talk about the other folks. More estrogen in the womb as a baby gives you a longer index finger and gives you better verbal ability. If you're a man, it also makes you more likely to be gay. Doesn't guarantee it.
Gay.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the telephones. What's the gay finger?
If you have the longer index finger and you're better at, let's see, that makes you better at math. No, it makes you better at verbal.
I am so confused.
Are you making up this?
No, I'm so confusing. I'm trying to keep up because we're talking about different groups of people here. Index finger longer than the ring finger means you're better on verbal than math.
Hold up your Smithfield ham, Rob. Let's
Which finger on Buzz would have to be longer to make me understand the story?
How about that one?
Hey!
There we go.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
My ring finger is longer.
So is mine.
So I'm straight and a wonderful mathematician.
Which is longer on yours, your ring finger or your...
My ring finger.
All of our ring fingers are longer.
Curly Joe?
Actually, my index finger is shorter than...
Yeah, all of our index fingers are
shorter than our ring finger.
Then let's get together and do some times tables.
Hold on. Is this what everybody's calling about? Every single telephone line is going nuts. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, I'm a former police officer, and when we arrested prostitutes and they allegedly looked female, we would have them hold up their hands, and if their ring finger was longer than their index finger, you knew you were dealing with a dude.
Okay, so women traditionally have shorter ring fingers than index fingers.
98% of the time.
Oh, that's good to know, all right.
And that goes back to the testosterone and estrogen that you're exposed to in the womb determines finger length and intelligence and aggressiveness. And
I understand
sexual orientation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rock on, brother.
Whoa. There you go.
This passes as news.
It's great, isn't it?
Hey, you know what's great, Buzz, seriously, is right now, anywhere between like 10 and a million people.
I know.
Because that's our audience at any given
time.
Somewhere
between 10 and a million.
They were people, as you were driving, were looking at their own hands.
Very dangerous at the beginning of a holiday weekend.
And if
hung up their cell phone.
If there's any confusion, Google this when you get home so that you have the exact rule in front of you, because it is confusing and hard to track.
Yeah, but use your pinky.
That's right.
I saw the most fantastic thing on one of the morning shows.
What?
A hidden camera thing inside cars with people who are texting while they're driving.
Yeah.
And this, to me, is more idiotic than a chick putting on her makeup, than anybody just dialing a cell phone.
Right.
You're talking about holding that thing. Oh, someone looks guilty.
Only once in a while.
Wow. I thought you didn't text at all. You've texted while driving?
I have. I'm guilty. I could lie to you and say I haven't, but I have.
Only
how retarded is that? I'm serious.
Only in very slow traffic.
Okay.
Very slow traffic. Never at highway speed.
Define slow traffic.
Really, like stop and go. You know, bumper to bumper.
Right. What you go?
Gotta pay attention.
Retarded. I swear to God, they showed people.
That's why I hate texting. I wish it's so much easier to talk.
Nearly drove off the road because I were trying to get the button to go A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And having to back up.
I'll never do it again. Stupid.
Like your brother referred to today, the stop and go lights.
Stop and go lights. Yes, that's right. I have done that. And then now I realize how stupid it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'll be with him in less than an hour from now.
Awesome.
That's right.
Check his fingers.
I am lucky.
You are.
I am lucky always.
Yeah. Oh, the mother of all mothers right here in Saddle River, New Jersey, Frieda Birnbaum, has given birth to twins at the age of 60. That's a first in U.S. history.
I am so hot.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Knock her up.
Yeah. I wonder if the fairy visits a 60-year-old woman.
Buzz, you're reading my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet it would be like soy milk, though.
Or it'd be like tapioca pudding.
Jeez. Ms. Birnbaum got the in vitro fertilization at a clinic in South Africa. No such clinic in the U.S. would touch the case. She already has a 33-year-old son and a 29-year-old daughter, but she wanted another offspring that would be closer in age to her 6-year-old. The world's oldest woman to birth twins ever lives in Spain. She was within a week of turning 67 when her babies were born.
If there's any 60-year-olds out there that want to get knocked up,
Don't do it like that. Come see me. I got the original Wizinator.
And finally,
I got a real Wizinator.
The Wizinator.
I'll take care of you.
Back in December, just outside of Chicago, a 17-year-old put his own special sauce in the ranch dressing at Wheaton North High School.
That's what I'm talking about.
He smuggled the container out of the cafeteria.
You know, with the other thing.
With the other story.
Not with Buzz's thing.
Not with this story.
No.
Took the cafeteria container someplace a little more private, the boys' restroom. Yesterday, Marco Castro faced a judge who was not amused, even though none of the students who ate the dressing got ill. Here's what happens to you when you do something like this.
What's that, Buzz?
First, you get tested for a whole slew of communicable diseases to make sure you didn't give anything to anyone else. In this case, everybody's clean. Whew. Then you go into therapy. Then you go to court. The judge tells you that what you did was beyond stupid. He makes you write an apology and makes you stay in therapy. He makes you pay a $750 fine and
hey,
do a...
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
He makes you do 120 hours of community service at a local AIDS project. And then the judge tells you to stay out of trouble for 2 years. Otherwise, this goes on your permanent record and you'll never get that engineering degree. Not from a good school, anyway.
That's it.
Okay. Young Mr. Castro, who says he got the idea from a movie, says he cannot explain his behavior. He says he felt bad afterward. The cafeteria, by the way, now serves salad dressing in little sealed packets.
Gross.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Tom and Mike Show.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Buzz. We have fly. We'll see you tomorrow.
With a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
I did that salad dressing thing.
Yeah?
That's how I roll.
Yeah, that's my part of that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.